Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us. There's been the tragic tornadoes that hit yesterday evening, in a suburb of Oklahoma City, just north of where I sit in Austin, Texas. Austin is about where Tornado Alley ends. There are still tornadoes south of here, but the real decimation center, I don't know, 30-something people died a while back just north of Austin when a big tornado came through the suburb of Gerald. And I grew up in Dallas on Lake Ray Hubbard. Almost every year we would see tornadoes because you could see from the hill where we lived over the lake 20 miles or more. You could see the city off 30 miles away, so I guess about 30 miles. And sometimes you would see when the spring storms were right, 4 or 5 tornadoes, 1-3 miles away, schooning across cow pastures and things, and then going out and hitting the lake and going from gray with debris and dirt and then turning blue-gray and becoming a water spout. In fact, I've seen 3 tornadoes at once in the lake, beautiful in a horrific way, and then I off in the distance tornadoes. So I've had a lot of experience with tornadoes. And, growing up, I even had family that had tornado shelters, but you'd end up using it to basically store stuff in it as a storage shed. Of course, my aunt and uncle had a tornado shelter when I lived out in Llano. And I've told people, you should have a tornado shelter if you live in Tornado Alley. This year, they reported about a month ago, was the least amount of tornadoes so far for any spring they'd seen in decades. And every time there is a tornado, Al Gore and others say, hey, we need to have global carbon taxes because you're causing tornadoes. Tornadoes have always happened in many parts of the world that, where you have hot and cold air coming together. Africa, North America, Europe. The whole planet has had different types of storms. Kublai Khan was, and his fleet was, wiped out with the divine wind, the kamikaze. I think it was Kublai Khan. We can look that up. Several Chinese invasion fleets. Before the combustion engine was invented, hundreds of years before, were destroyed by typhoons or Pacific hurricanes. In the Atlantic, they're hurricanes. Pacific, they're typhoons. Typhoons can get up going faster because there's more hot water, bigger ocean. They debate the numbers, and I hope the lower numbers are accurate. Some numbers are 21 dead, hundreds wounded. A school was hit, as a bunch of dead children. And that no waiting period, no 5-day waiting period will protect us from these tornadoes. Just like Sandy Hook, the only thing that will protect you is preparation, like a storm shelter, like all public schools used to have. Now they build them the last 30 years without them. Because I guess it's extreme to have a storm shelter. Only kooks do that. But they are still trying to say conservatives and libertarians and people that don't want to have a global carbon tax paid to Warren Buffett and David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild, it's our fault. Democratic Senator Whitehouse has said that it's the GOP's fault for the tornado. And we also have the creator of The Daily Show putting out a tweet saying that it's God-targeted conservatives. I mean, these people will make it political. By the way, I was listening in the radio this morning to 590, and I heard part of Obama's speech, and I've tried to find the transcript. I can't find it, where he talked about, we've got Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano on the job, with the anti-terror forces helping. And then I can't find that in the news where they're equating it to Oklahoma City and the tragedy that Oklahoma City went through. But I heard him over and over again this morning say that. So I've got Watson ferreting about looking for that info, so we'll break it all down straight ahead.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now, that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this 21st day of May 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. There are a lot of storms here in Central Texas, and looks like we could have some tornadoes, but God forbid anybody have a storm cellar or a storm shelter in their backyard, because, well, that's passé. Only kooks do that. Up until the 1950s, you can look this up, all over Tornado Alley, from southern Illinois all the way down to central Texas, Tornado Alley officially ends down by about New Braunfels, Texas, south of Austin. And growing up, I mean, I grew up in Dallas, where almost every year people were killed by tornadoes. And I got to watch tornadoes, no exaggeration, probably 50 times in my life. I'd been in Austin and on the highway and saw a giant tornado. I'd been blown off the road, almost killed with my father. Outside Fredericksburg, Texas, coming into Stonewall, slowed down about 40 miles an hour. I was going to pull over, and a tornado blew us off the road, and it was the state police that drug us out of the vehicle, the smashed vehicle, that said, "You're lucky you survived," and the tornado had torn up Stonewall and torn down power lines and overturned cars into Johnson City. In fact, I was sitting here about to talk about tornadoes and just remembered I was almost killed by a tornado. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people are killed a year by tornadoes. They've always been killed by the hundreds every year. My dad saw a tornado go across the street from his farmhouse and tear up his cousin's house when he was a kid. Just tear the whole house up like something out of The Wizard of Oz. Just grab oak trees like matchsticks and just throw them. And what is the government's answer? Call out the army, have Obama grandstand, and promise a bunch of federal aid instead of having storm shelters at all of the schools. Oh, but you're not going to have zoning rules on that. You did until the 1950s, because that's an actual threat. More people die every year. You can pull these numbers up from deer killing. It's over 250 on average. Hundreds die from honeybees, hundreds from wasps individually, each group. You can look these up. There's been news articles about it. And if you look at how many people die in mass shootings, about half of it's gang-related. It's 87 in 2012, and less than half of those were actually innocent people being killed and not gang war stuff. But the LA Times had the headline just 2 weeks ago of, as gun crime plummets, people think gun crime is up. And Forbes last week had the headline of, disarming facts, more guns, less crime. More guns, less crime. That's a fact. But again, there is the perception that there is a epidemic of gun violence in this country. And the truth is, there's only an epidemic in areas where they've disarmed the general public. So criminals flock there, because there's also always a welfare state, where the victims have been disarmed, because it's government by and for criminals. And that's why we're so blessed to be on the radio on stations like 1530 in Chicago, which is a great old city, great museums, great people, great sports teams. I like Chicagoans. I got family that lives up there. My cousin Buckley lives up there. Buckley Hammond. But it is a mafia-run city, and things are only going to get worse. More cops won't save you. Army checkpoints won't save you. Only liberty and arming the people will run the criminals out of your city. Just like the Chicago has the highest crime rate in the world, the country with the highest crime rate per capita is Mexico. Good old Mexico. A beautiful country, really amazing culture in many respects, but also a culture of el jefes, the chief, the big ones, dominating people forever. Since the time of the Aztecs, passing the baton to Cortez. And there's a 69% drop in wounding shootings, 39% in overall shootings since 1992, just department's new numbers, and a 49% drop in violent crime. People say, well, how do you trust those government statistics? Well, I don't trust the labor statistics. They've been proven to be frauds by top economists. I know how they're frauds. I know what the real numbers are. See, I've studied the gun statistics. The crime statistics are the global model, U.S. crime statistics, set up by J. Edgar Hoover back in the 30s, because they're compiled locally and publicly posted and then checked by statisticians and demographers at major universities, and they are the most cross-reference check numbers. And they're not perfect, because some crime's unreported and, you know, some things like that go on, but they're the best statistics in the world, the model. Look it up, our FBI crime statistics. Got to give credit where credit's due to J. Edgar Hoover. When he wasn't dressed up in a, you know, flower skirt, he was, you know, it's what he was a librarian, basically, a statistician. And Mexico has the highest crime rate in the world. It's over 60,000 dead now in the last 6 years. And of course, they're always finding mass graves, so it's probably a lot higher. The disappearances are over 50,000 on top of that, so it's probably more than 110,000. And and once the lawlessness happens, rape whoever you want, rob whoever you want, shoot whoever you want. Because the police are corrupt on the payroll, or they're scared, and there's no justice. The only places now with lowering crime rates, and this even came out a few months ago in the Christian Science Monitor and a few other places, was where vigilantes with guns they got in the U.S., that's why they're not full auto or hand grenades or tanks like the government and the cartels, citizens have said, well, we might as well fight back. We're already being fed on. And all over central and northern Mexico, they're following the Chiapas model, but it's not communist. And they're following the example of Mormons that are down there, Mormon Mexicans, and they're fighting back. And guess what the cartels do? Guess what the kidnappers do? Guess what the criminal police do? They back down. Hey, you shoot my son for no reason? I'm going to find you, and I'm going to blow your head off, is what the Mexican Mormons have done, leading the way for liberty down there in Mexico. And I'm not Mormon. I'm giving credit where it's due. Vice, that's pretty much an anti-gun news site, but they do some good work. They've had to admit that as well. Yeah, Mexican vigilante seize town, arrest police. Huffington Post. They're done playing games. And that's who the Mexican government wants to stop from getting guns. But those people have nothing to lose because they get shaken down by the police and the drug cartels. The poorest people. I've been in Mexico just about 4 years ago visiting pyramids that I wanted to see. And I pull up. I was told it was a safe area in Yucatan. Been there probably 15 times in my life. I wanted to go see some pyramids. We're on a nice bus that left officially, you know, from the tourist destination. And the military with machine guns walk out, aim their guns at the bus drivers as an act of domination like Boston. They get the guy out. He pleads with them. He opens their wallet. They take every bit of money of tips he'd gotten that day from a couple other trips. This was in the afternoon from different, you know, three-hour tours. And the guy got on the bus with tears in his eyes. I'm not going to live like that, and you don't want to live like that either. And that's where America is going to go, ladies and gentlemen. Where Mexican troops in a Jeep. By the way, I've been in Mexico when, you know, my dad rented a Volkswagen with my mom, even before my sister was around. I'm 14 years older than my sister. And the Mexican police, you know, pulled him over and said, I want a tip. My dad said, who can speak broken Spanish? Well, was I speeding? No. Pay me if you don't want trouble, gringo. And I'll never forget the guy smiling, that smile of tyranny, that satisfaction that I now see in more and more bureaucrats' eyes here and that I see in North Korean video. And then I see in Nazi Germany film reels and Soviet film reels, the same look, the arrogant power trip, the swagger, the enjoyment that I saw on some of the Boston police face, threatening reporters and bugging their eyes out. And the guy had all these gold teeth. And he just looked at my dad and, pay me if you don't want trouble. And my dad said, how much? And he said, how much do you have? How much do you have? And people ask, how far will the tyranny go? That's what Thomas Jefferson said. The tyranny will go as far as you let it go. Until you say, I've got guns, I'm not looking for trouble, but you assault me or try to, I'm going to fight back, which is an inalienable human God-given base right. I don't care what stinking government people say in their fancy outfits. America, just like North Korea, just like Mexico, just like Nigeria, just like corrupt Eastern Europe, our police now dress. You know, for 70 years, they've had the foxes in Mexico. They were fans of the German government then who got German Kurzel helmets. You go to Latin America, that's all they've always liked Kurzel helmets. The German Kurzel helmet of World War One. Pull up the Mexican foxes for 70 years. Since the 30s. It's longer, almost 80 years. They wear black uniforms with black masks with Kurzel helmets. Kurzel helmets. And that's how our police now dress, with Kurzel helmets. Being a fascist is very sexy. And as you notice, this blight grows, America and prosperity dies.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Timmy Vaughn bringing us in with No Shackles.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
You know, coming up, I'm going to open the phones up.
Got the blues about
to get your take.
Got the blues about tyranny.
On just how despicable it is that the Daily Show creator came out in a tweet and said tornado clearly targets conservatives. It's a total voodoo, these people. And Democratic senator uses Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant. And again, we'll pull this article up. Record low amount of tornadoes in 2013 so far in the spring season. Like, I just saw that number like 2 weeks ago. So we're going to be breaking that down in the next segment. I want to hear from Oklahomans, specifically if you're in Oklahoma City or the suburb that was hit, where there's reportedly, first they were saying 100 dead, then 51 dead, now 21 dead. We don't know the real numbers, but I hope it is the low ones, including up to 20 children in one facility in a school. So we'll look at all that. Yeah, there was the headline. The guys actually found it, put it up on the TV screen. USA Today, tornado activity hit 60-year low. The USA in the past 12 months has seen the fewest number of tornadoes since 1954, and the death toll from the dangerous storms have dropped dramatically since 2011. You know, and that's a big deal to say there's less tornadoes, because now they have Doppler radar all over the country, and they know, and back in the 50s, they had to have spotters that marked them and then put it, you know, into the files with the Meteorological Service. So a lot of the growth of tornadoes that Al Gore has been talking about was just that there's more people, and the science, you know, it knows if a tornado forms for 20 seconds, they've now got Doppler, and it becomes a record on the computer system. So even with all that, tornado activity is way down, which I actually, you know, there's all sorts of cycles, but I think that's creepy, that we've got record low tornado activity. There's a reason people built tornado shelters all over the country, because a lot of people got killed. And you survive a tornado, believe me, you go out and you build a shelter next time. And a lot of people did get to shelters outside Oklahoma City, but they had wooden roofs, metal roofs that just got torn right off, and they got sucked right out. You need a concrete roof. And I've had Joel Skousen, expert on shelters, on, and I've had others on, and I got criticized last year and this year when I even put out free plans on the website. People are like, you fearmonger, we don't need a tornado shelter. Well, you haven't been almost killed by one like I have. I mean, I'll be honest, if it looks really stormy in the spring and I see green sky and weird clouds going together and looks like rotation, I'll get out my iPhone computer now and I'll check and see if there's any, you know, tornado warnings. And if there are, folks, I go find a bridge and I pull up and read a book or something. Because let me tell you, my uncle, I'm sitting at his house. We lived in Fredericksburg then, up on this beautiful Vista Hill, and my grandmother's out there, and we just had lunch. We're going to go shooting all day, target practicing. And he looked at me, and he said, you guys better not shoot. You better go or stay. We're up on this hill. We could see thunderstorms off in the distance and clouds going together. And, you know, and he goes, yeah, this looks like tornado weather. It was a beautiful spring day. And I said, oh, we'll be all right. We're going to shoot some. And my grandmother said, no, we better go. So my grandmother, my wife, and my two children at the time all got in the car and drove back into Austin about an hour ahead of us. They missed the tornadoes and the storms. We shot for an hour. He goes, man, I'm telling you, that looks bad, because he could see the storms coming towards where the highway was. We didn't check any computers. You know, I don't think he even had internet at that time. This is like 10 years ago, or it's about 9 years ago. And I could, and little did we know that off over the horizon, out past Fredericksburg and Stonewall, that's where the tornadoes would form, right when I went through it. And again, we were just blown off the road by a tornado, by the edge of one. The state police are like, yeah, you see that barn blown over? A barn 200 yards from where we got blown off the highway. It came across us, blew us off the highway, came by, blew us off the opposite direction, had just gone, and then went over, knocked a barn down, turned into Stonewall, and then went on into Johnson City. Of course, people listening around the country don't even know where that, what that means, but that's where LBJ was born, in a log cabin with no power, no electricity. And so you better believe I got up here and I fear-mongered about tornadoes, because our whole way of life is being gotten rid of over terrorism. It's provocateur, doesn't even really exist. It's very rare. And tornadoes are a real issue. Now I'm going to get into world news, your phone calls, and a lot more. I'll give you the number for Oklahomans when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I'm not with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Daniel Estulin, one of the only living people that I know who actually has Bilderberg contacts, and he does. I happen to know who they are. He's going to be joining us from Spain. I believe he's in Spain right now. Spain, correct, guys? Oh, he's in Rome right now. He lives in Spain. He's going to be joining us from Rome today in the next hour. A lot of inside intel and talk about his new book. We'll continue with open phones in the third hour on open phones, but right now I want to get the number out for people in Oklahoma City and in the suburb that was hit by this 2-mile swath of death that has killed at least 21 people. We hope that the higher estimates are not right. A 50 to 100, it varies. Obviously, in a disaster like this, they haven't found some of the dead. Some of the people they think are dead will end up just being missing. We'll look at all that, and the Oklahomans are saying that they need our prayers. That's what the Associated Press is saying. Also, Daily Show creator mocks tornado, clearly targets conservatives. I'm reading from DrudgeReport.com. That's a Daily Mail story. Democratic senator uses the tornado for a rant over global warming. We're going to be getting to that report. A flashback, 1975. Outbreaks of tornadoes blamed on global cooling. That was the reason to pay them taxes. CBS has pulled a tornado-themed comedy. That is just some of what we're going to be getting into on that front. CIA honored Benghazi chief in secret ceremony. IRS went after 83-year-old Tea Party member surviving World War II internment camp. Former commissioner heads to going to the Hill amid scandal. IRS targeted conservative college interns. Yeah, we reported that last week. They harassed the students. Obama's defense is pre-election ignorance. This has been going on for years. Scandal brings MSNBC to a 7-year low in the ratings. Oh, yeah, they're all imploding. The White House lapdogs are turning on Jay Carney. When he laughs at them and stuff, they're really getting angry, really realizing what rubes they are. Again, DOJ targeted Fox News reporters, producer, calling them criminals, arresting just one of the State Department people that just told them their opinion on North Korea. I mean, this is talking about we're becoming North Korea. Google helped, of course, spy on everybody for the White House. Of course they did. RNC chief says Google, says Obama, Freudian slip, same people, created atmosphere of guerrilla warfare. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, immigration bill requires government to scan visas, passports for those leaving nation. Yeah, it's all about enslavement. So you can't get out of the country. Slaves get in, they don't get out. Senate panel okays tax welfare benefits for new immigrants. Oh, yeah, you're going to get all the free goodies and citizens aren't. That's some of the news. Now it's 24 confirmed dead, 7 drowned in basement. Ongoing search for survivors. That's some of what's up on Drudge and Infowars.com. Up on Infowars.com, we have really a bizarre video with the new Pope really grabbing the guy by the head. And it looks like, you know, they whisper something to him. Hey, can you get the demons out? I mean, I think this is an exorcism going on. And then the Pope grabs him and really prays. And then the guy goes through something and then looks like he, I don't know, it looks pretty weird. Looks like something's going on there. Because I've watched a lot of videos of the Pope and people praying for people, and this does not look like the normal thing going on. And normally, if somebody did that, the Pope would take their hands off, But no, he didn't until that looks pretty. That looks like something pretty weird going on there. Is all I can say. Looks like they asked him to do a little exorcism prayer. Pretty bizarre video up on Infowars.com. Here's some of the other stories. Monsanto CEO says public not playing fair and basically cries uncle, says you're hurting us, you're exposing us, stop. Well, no, we're not going to stop. Did you think, as one commenter says in the Leanne McAdoo article, that you know destroying the earth would be a cakewalk? We'll just stand down and let you destroy us and the earth with it? Should we actually really care about the environment? We are real environmentalist or real conservationist. I believe in that. But not ignoring all the open-air genetic engineering, pharmacological crops, toxic waste dumping, overfishing, all the hundreds of real issues, and then you make it all about paying globalist money for what we exhale. Even the New York Times called it a tax on breathing, but said it was needed. And then poison light bulbs and smart houses and all this crud. And trying to end the human species as we know it in this computer merger. That's a very important video and an article by Leanne McAdoo. Monsanto CEO says public not playing fair. We've got like 52 crew members here. We got two McAdoos who aren't related. It's kind of lucky. We've got an IT guy named McAdoo and we've got a woman named McAdoo. It's kind of like my lucky McAdoos. All right. UK Independence Party draws attention to Bilderberg 2013. Yeah. And you guys got to remind me before I go to England to cover Bilderberg. I've already talked to, Bloom and Farage and some others about interviewing them while I'm there and them coming out to Bilderberg. Looks like that's going to happen, Lord Monckton. But I've got to get back on the phone with them to line all that up. So believe me, this is one year you're going to want to be at Bilderberg. In fact, guys, grab that video. Oh, we have it? No, okay, well, then we'll play it in a little while. But I want to hear from Oklahomans who either survived or lost loved ones or your view on Al Gore's out there, of course, and the senator, White House, and others are running around saying that we're all dead if we don't just let them surveil everything we do and bring in an environmental tyranny based on carbon dioxide. By the way, they've done the ice core, the mud core samples. It's well known. Thousands of scientific groups have done this. The Earth has the lowest level of carbon dioxide generally ever recorded. It causes desertification. It causes plants to not grow as fast. It causes the oxygen level to lower. The Earth's atmosphere, if you really want to fearmonger here, and actually no one does this. I've looked at the numbers. I'm like, I've had scientists on. You've heard them. I'm like, well, so we're in the lowest period the last few thousand years ever. Any idea what's doing that? Maybe humans are getting technologically advanced. God has let us get to this point. My spirit tells me, my gut tells me, right as we're needed to actually terraform to save the planet. And that we found the fossil fuels right in time. I mean, if you want to really look at the numbers, we have the lowest carbon dioxide level ever recorded right now. And then it barely goes back up because the Industrial Revolution the last 150 years with coal, it's plunged. I mean, it's been hundreds of times higher than it is. In fact, I want to say thousands, but I'm going from memory. Guys, search the term. Carbon dioxide has been hundreds of times higher. I want to give them the actual number. The point is it's a carbon cycle. Carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and light. You need heat source, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen, baby. That's what makes the Earth go round. That's what leaves life on it. The tiny ribbon of life on the surface. Now, they've also found some life that lives near volcanic hot spring ventricles down in the deeper ocean in areas. But again, heat source, water, carbon dioxide, oxygen, and they're running around. They know you're not scared of carbon dioxide. They know, of oxygen, of light, and of water. So they pick carbon dioxide. Most people go out and you say, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide. They ban dihydrogen monoxide. They say, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide, because, of course, that's water. If you say, let's ban sodium chloride, most people say, let's ban it. It's table salt. We've already talked about that in detail. The point is that this is the ignorance level we're getting to, where the U.S. head of the most expensive elitist shotguns in the world out of Italy goes to a major trade show just of gun dealers, just of gun shops, trying to get his, guns obviously into more stores. And the taxi driver's delivering him with seven fine shotguns. And they call the police and say, it's a terrorist. And the police come and raid like it. Imagine the cops. You took a guy to a big building marked gun dealer show. And, but see, the holy sacrament with these people is responding to tattletales. They've got to make that rock star. And again, it's the ignorance. People actually think there's more tornadoes when there's less. And a lot of that shows because there's less of an atmosphere. The atmosphere's thinner than it used to be. Look at all the studies on that. I'm actually concerned we don't have a more volatile atmosphere. They believe there's more tornadoes. Carbon dioxide levels have been plunging for thousands of years. You've got all this going on. The public doesn't know about how the atmosphere works. They don't listen to, you know, top meteorologists on this show. They don't do the research. They just sit there and say, it's so scary. And all the surrogates for Obama are, save us, Obama, from the tornado. People, folks, die, unfortunately. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Do you have family in Oklahoma City? Were you there? Did you see it? What's your view on this clip we're going to play, and then I'm going to your calls. 800-259-9231 for Oklahoma City and surrounding area listeners. Let's go to this clip, though, of the videos up on Infowars.com. Democratic senator use Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant over global warming. And here is the senator.
So you may have a question for me. Why do you care? Why do you, Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, care?
You care.
If we Republicans run off the climate cliff like a bunch of proverbial lemmings and disgrace ourselves.
Disgrace ourselves.
I'll tell you why. We're stuck in this together. We are stuck in this
together. By the way, whenever I say to them, hey, why are we moving all our plants to China with dirty fuel?
Swamp Alabama and wildfires scorch Texas. You come to us.
Hit pause.
The rest of the country.
Thank you. I've read history books about the giant prairie fires in Texas and Oklahoma. I'm sure you have too. There's always been prairie fires because of lightning. There's always been fires around the world. There's always been dust storms. There's always been tsunamis. They've even been saying earthquakes now are global warming. There's always been earthquakes. But it's like witch doctors saying, give me, you know, more of your daughters, a bigger palace, or the sun won't rise in the morning. And then the witch doctor knows when the eclipse is coming and say, you have been bad. I will make the sun go away. Inga, hunga, baga, hunga, hunga, baga, baga, bunga. Then everybody bows down to him. He goes, now to prove yourself, sacrifice your sons to me. Every culture has said, bring me your daughters so that I may, you know, be with them. And your sons, I want to cut their hearts out. Or throw them into a fire pit, and the sun won't come back if you don't. And then even if the tribe submits to them, they go, you know what? You've been bad. Ha-hunga, la-hunga, munga, bunga, haga-maga, sanga, gaga-banga-banga, unga-bunga, snunga, tunga-munga-munga. And that's all he's doing is, hunga-ga-baga, haga, hunga-ga-baga, hunga-ga-baga, hunga-ga-buga, hunga-ga-buga-buga, hunga-ga-buga-buga. Time to wake up. Hold on. The wildfires, the rain, the tornado. Now, he was up there warning about genetic engineering. If he was up there warning about overflowing the seas with toxic waste or dumping nuclear reactors, I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is serious. But no, it's just like general fear. Do what I say. Here, let's go back to his clip. Here it is.
For billions of dollars to recover. And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests. So like it or not, we're in this together. You drag America with you to your fate.
Oh, if you don't pay him carbon tax,
so I want
you did
this
it.
Future. I want a Republican Party that has returned to its senses and is strong and a worthy adversary.
A weather tax.
In a strong America that has done right by its people.
While they
the
geoengineer
world.
Things
That's
in giant
I
projects.
I don't want this future. I don't want a Republican Party disgraced.
I don't want this future.
That let its extremists run it off the cliff. In an America suffering
suffering
from grave economic and environmental and diplomatic damage because we failed, because we didn't wake up and do our duty to our people, and because we didn't lead the world. I do not want that future. But that's where we're headed. So I will keep reaching out and calling out, ever hopeful that you will wake up before it is too late, both for you and
everybody else. So there you go. The tornadoes, the fires, this tornado, it is your fault. And we've got more of the weird anti-human religion of these people. Tornado clearly targets conservatives, she tweeted. Daily Show creator faces backlash over insensitive tweet. Well, it's more than insensitive. I probably wouldn't survive something like that if I said on air, you know, it happened to Oklahoma because they deserve it. She thought she was making a topical political joke, but the co-creator of The Daily Show managed to enrage many of her followers after tweeting a joke about Oklahoma tornado political motivations. The tornado is in Oklahoma, so clearly it's been ordered to target conservatives. She wrote, Liz Winstead.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, we're going to go to Patrick, Matt, John, and others. Patrick had to take shelter, he says, from the tornado there in Oklahoma that's killed so many people and left a two-mile-wide swath of destruction. Need to pray for those folks there. But also get prepared and get real shelters in place if you live in Tornado Alley. Patrick, what's your take on all this? What did you see? And what do you think of the Democrats making jokes about this?
I think it's shameless, Alex. I just want to thank you for your show. I saw somebody driving with an InfoWars.com sticker on my way to work, but it took me over 2 hours to get to work today because of the devastation, and I drove through, took an alternate route, and drove through an area that wasn't hit as bad, and it was still smashed cars and boards and everything everywhere. But we were at a doctor's appointment about 3 miles south of Ground Zero near the theater that got hit, and we had to take shelter. My wife's pregnant, and we were at a doctor's appointment, and it was pretty scary. The lights went out, but thankfully, you know, it missed where we were, but we have people we know that were affected. A lady my wife works with lost her little girl in that school.
You know, as bad as Texas is with tornadoes, I always hear about Oklahoma. Isn't Oklahoma right up there at the top statistically as the most dangerous tornado alley?
You know, I couldn't tell you accurately for sure, but I would, if I had to guess, I would say for sure, because we're right in the middle of it. Like you said, you know, Texas gets its share and on up into Missouri, but it seems like Oklahoma bears the brunt of it. I mean, I remember the May 3rd, 99 tornadoes. You know, I had to take shelter then, too. But, you know, fortunately, I've seen them living here, but I've never actually been hit by one. But we sure came close yesterday. The guy that does our lawn almost had his arm severed off. He lives in Moore. Another friend of mine, his wife teaches at that school, and she had to take shelter, and both of her kids go there. And she got knocked out. And one of the kids got a laceration, but they made it through. But
so it sounds like the number of wounded is going to be a lot higher than what they're currently saying.
Yeah, I saw a news report today, a local news report that said 24, like what you're saying. But, you know, we had people that were found a lot longer. You know, after May 3rd, there were people that were found, you know, months later. So there's no telling.
Absolutely. And again, Tornado Alley reportedly comes from Minnesota down right to Austin, Texas. But they also have tornadoes from Illinois out to New York's had them. And they've had them as far west as Colorado. But this has always been part of it. You know, the Native Americans had names for it. But school kids actually believe this is because they're exhaling carbon dioxide is why this is happening.
Well, it's not as bad here. What they teach, but it's still, they teach some of it. I just, you know, the word, like you said, the word conservationist came from the word conservative. You know, we are good and decent people, and we respect our land, and but we don't buy into the, you know, the religion of, you know, the globalist, you know.
Well, I mean, how could Sheldon Whitehouse get up there and say, you Republicans in the Midwest, it's not just you getting killed, it's us too. It's over the top to blame gun owners for Sandy Hook when we have nothing to do with it. And it's over the top to blame people that know global warming being man-made is a fraud. And it's an admitted fraud. And then they blame us for dead people? I mean, when there's always been tornadoes? I mean, what is his problem? I mean, we should get mad at him, not just laugh at him. This guy is a punk, and he knows what he's doing. Well, I'm glad you made it through, and I hope your buddy's arm gets better. And you say it got cut pretty bad?
Yeah, I have a guy that does our lawn that I heard from my wife. But, you know, just your prayers are appreciated. We're thankful.
You bet, brother. We're thankful to you, too. We're thankful. We'll pray for you. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it.
but we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. Daniel Estulin with Big Breaking Bilderberg News is going to be joining us. Then we'll continue with your calls. We have a lot of listeners in Oklahoma, and I've over the years had quite a few affiliates up in that area. We got Cody lives in Oklahoma, lives in Moore, one of the suburbs that was hit by this. Neighborhood destroyed. We're going to talk to him. Matt in Tennessee, mother is school teacher, survived in Oklahoma. John is in Oklahoma. We're going to get to all of you. Cody, and then we'll go to Matt and then John. Cody, tell us, you say you live in the neighborhood. What'd you see and how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, but I got out of my house just in time. I made it to a neighbor's cellar just in time, and when I was down in the cellar, I could feel the ground shaking. I heard glass breaking, everything. I mean, you could only imagine. And as I came out of the cellar, I was one of the first people in the neighborhood to witness all the devastation, and it pretty much wiped out my entire neighborhood, 95% to say the least. On my street, I am one of the five houses that's standing on my actual neighborhood street. The rest of the houses on my street are leveled.
Where are you now?
I am in Edmond, staying at my girlfriend's house. We're going to be out of power for weeks, and they've got it pretty much quarantined every street. They're not letting you in. You got to have an ID to prove that you live there, and they're trying to keep as many people out as possible.
Obviously, they're trying to find survivors and want to stop looters.
Yep.
Just amazing. What do you make of Senator Sheldon Whitehouse blaming, if you really listen to that, he blames Oklahomans. He goes, these conservative Midwestern states, you know, that won't pass carbon taxes, basically you're causing it and you're hurting his state with flooding. So not paying Al Gore and the globalists money, he's basically saying it's your fault, buddy.
Yeah, it's unreal how someone can make such a tragedy like this, you know, to say something like that in a time of need when people are obviously in the situation that they're in. But, I mean, unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of time to check out the news due to my house being that close to the devastation. I haven't even got to watch the news yet. I mean, I got into my girlfriend's house so late last night from all the detours and all the police telling me which way to turn and which way to go and how to get out of there. And I'm just now turned on the news, and what you just told me, I hate to sound ignorant, but I haven't even heard anything about it. I'm kind of new to the news as of this morning. Yesterday, I didn't get to see any of it.
Absolutely. Well, Cody, we're glad you survived. Anything else?
No, thank you for having me on, and just keep praying for us. It's pretty bad down here.
Absolutely. God bless you. Pray for everybody there and everybody else who's under environmental catastrophe, which is, again, part of living on this planet. This is not a stable planet. We're a planet going through space. I think they say 20-something thousand miles an hour. Matt, your mother, you say, was in the school and survived. Praise God for that. Tell us what happened.
She was in the school. She got a call from my dad that the tornado was heading that way. They probably had about 7 or 8 minutes to get ready. And they took shelter in the hallway. Her, two other teachers, there was probably 20 students or more. And she said something at the last second, told them. She said, I don't remember who said it or what, but somebody said, we need to get in the bathroom. They went in the bathroom, and they pretty much were laying on top of these students. And my mother had just read a book about a child who had passed away from a from a family that didn't really believe in anything in this life, and this child came back from death and said, "Dad, I met Jesus, and Jesus loves the little children." And his son was like, "Yeah, I understand. Yeah, my mom was laying over these kids and just saying Jesus loves these children over and over." Had their backpacks on top of their heads, had the teachers on top of them, and my mom was watching as the beams above them were bending and the rebar was bending down.
Hold on, sir. We got Daniel Estlin coming up, but he'll understand holding a few minutes so you can tell your story. This is too important. Amazing. Calling us from Tennessee. His mother was in the suburb in the school that got hit outside Oklahoma City. We'll finish this story straight ahead and get into Bilderberg breaking news.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com. and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us now into hour number two. Obviously, a suburb of Oklahoma was hit by a large tornado that has killed more than 20 people and injured hundreds. And the Democratic Party is saying it is the fault of conservatives, that God doesn't like us. That's the Daily Show creator and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. We played it last hour. Says that people in the Midwest are also attacking the East Coast because we won't pay carbon taxes, and that he's actually mad at them. Just like gun owners killed the kids at Sandy Hook, it's your fault, even though violent crimes dropped 49% in the last 20 years, new Justice Department numbers, and we actually have lowered the crime rate, but it doesn't matter. It says, so you may have a question for me, White House said. Why do you care? Why do you, Sheldon, Democrat of Rhode Island, care? Republicans run off the climate cliff. A bunch of proverbial lemmings and disgrace ourselves. And then he goes into talking about the tornadoes, and he goes on to talk about the fires, and he goes on to talk about when cyclones tear up Oklahoma and hurricanes swamp Alabama and wildfires scorch Texas. You come to us, the rest of the country, for billions of dollars to recover. And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. I mean, talk about a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. They are blaming us for tornadoes when I have USA Today from May 10th. 11 days ago, quiet tornado season forecast. Tornado activity hit 60-year low since 1954, the least amount of tornadoes and least amount of deaths in the last 12 months. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, people had storm shelters 200 years ago. The first people that moved into the Midwest began building dugouts, cellars from the tornadoes. It is not carbon dioxide doing it. And, you know, that ties into Bilderberg, because that's the globalist group. That's the globalist group that is the top bankers, the top politicians meeting. And we've gotten their minutes. We've gotten leaks over the years. We have some of our sources. Estlin has some great sources. Best-selling author, The True History of the Bilderberg Group. And now he's got the new book out, The Octopus Deception, a novel that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add. And Bilderberg this year now has the EU Parliament and UKIP, who's going to be there with me demonstrating and covering it this year, June 6th to the 9th in Watford, England, northwest of London. And the police have been trying to contact Paul Watson, who lives south of London, about 60 miles from Watford. They want to come meet and talk to him. We're well-known journalists. We're well-known, don't have criminal records. I've been detained 15 hours in Canada, became an international story. Daniel Estlin's been detained. Jim Tucker, who just passed, has been shot at. The original Bilderberg sleuth. And now the UK Independence Party draws attention to Bilderberg 2013. And I talked to the UK Independence Party and asked them on air and off air to please come. And they said they are going to be coming. Probably Nigel Farage, the leader of the party, which, by the way, is having huge gains in Europe and in the UK. Like, they won the last local national election. That is, they have local election nationwide. They just dominated. It's now the main parties, the Conservative and Tory and the Liberals, are begging them. Daniel Estlin is in Rome, I'm told, and we couldn't have him on at a better time. We're going to play clips coming up of UKIP there at the EU Parliament, because England, even though they didn't vote to begin it, is now in the euro. And so they get members of the parliament, though they're ceremonial, the whole parliament ceremonial, the bureaucrats call the shots. They're now attacking the globalist. Rand Paul is now coming out and saying, we're going under world government. We're going under UN. And they're like, that discredits you. No, that's actually what defeats them. Whatever they say, oh, discredits us, is the truth and what we should be covering. Doesn't work anymore. And again, the best-selling author, I don't know, more than 20 languages, in his first big Bilderberg books, with a new edition out, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, now has The Octopus Deception, a novel where I've read the book. It really gets into things that can't be shed from sources but can only be put in a novel form. And so he's the award-winning investigative journalist, best-selling author, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. He was featured on Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory television show with myself, in the same great episode, and the DVD Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Daniel is currently the host of RT TV show, and he has a new documentary on the Bilderberg Group scheduled for release this year. Can't wait to see that. Daniel, you've heard my introduction to you here, my friend Daniel Estlin. Of course, we'll also give out your website, danielestlin.com. Daniel, so much going on, but we should, before we get into geopolitics and what's happening, we should talk about Jim Tucker dying 4 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, a great passing. What would you like to say about Jim Tucker, my friend?
Well, first of all, Alex, again, it's wonderful to be on your show. It's great to hear your voice, and it's great to know that you're on our side. I would hate to have you on the other side, I can tell you that. Yes, Jim Tucker, a great man. I met him for the first time way back in 1995, our first friendship, let's say, developed back in 1986 in Canada, in King City, just on the outskirts of Toronto, where I think we had the first big success, again, as the Bilderbergers, when he came out in the mainstream press, thanks to mostly to Jim's work, and to my sources at the time, few sources that I had at the time in the mainstream Canadian press about the Bilderbergers' plans to separate Canada, to divide French-speaking Quebec from the rest of English-speaking Canada, and then merge English-speaking Canada and the United States into greater North America. The first time I was on your show back in 2004, we talked about this. In 2005, it was all over the news. You were the front runner in most of these stories. And again, I'm very grateful to say that nobody today can actually dare to say that you or I or, you know, Jim, you know, at one time might have been conspiracy theories because, again, these people themselves will be simply discredited. There's just too much proof and too much evidence, thanks to my work, Jim's work, and your work, to make sure that people in the mainstream understand that what we're talking about is not a conspiracy theory, but a conspiracy reality.
It certainly is. And, Daniel, there's so much I want to get into with you today, but we look at how now Italian presidents talk about Bilderberg and members of the EU talk about it. And now it's been forced into the news more and more, though our media here in the U.S. still has a quasi blackout. Is this upsetting Bilderberg that now their shadowy criminal activities are public?
You know, it's difficult to say. I think at a certain point, Bilderberg has morphed into another organization. In other words, you know, it's more of a conveyor belt now than anything else. I don't think really, really important decisions are made today at Bilderberg simply because there's just been too much press, too much unwarranted attention, too much unfavorable attention, and too many people are now paying, again, attention worldwide to what they're doing. What we can see, and this, again, is becoming patently obvious, you know, I'm in Italy, but it's not just the Italian press. You can read the French press, the American mainstream press, and all of them, you know, are talking about the question is, you know, in the mainstream publications is, what does the future look like tomorrow, in 1 year, in one generation? And again, we can go back, and again, I go back to the 2005 Bilderberg report, which I put out back in 2005, and to several other top secret government studies in the United States and the United Kingdom, and they all predict an eerie future. Over the next 25 years, the world will turn into a big brotherish nightmare where small, rich elite thrives on the backs of a starving population. You know, after I talked to you guys last week about setting up an interview for today, I went back to your website going way back when, you know, to your archives. And the people who are listening, again, if you guys want to see just how spot on Alex Jones was, not 2 weeks ago, but 10 years ago, 8 years ago, you know, 2005 and so on, have a look at what Alex Jones was saying. Big brother nightmare. Small rich elite thriving on the backs of a starving population. I'm saying it today. It's in the mainstream press today. And this is what Alex has been talking and drawing everybody's attention to about 10 years ago.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, but I mean, look, I mean, they write white papers, Rand Corporation, all of it. I was reporting on what they were saying. You've been reporting on it, Jim, and I guess we do deserve credit, but I mean, we're not doing it for the credit. We're doing it because there's no future if we don't turn all of this around. And again, Daniel Estulin is our guest here, joining us from Rome today. We're going to go to break in a moment. I'm going to find out if he's going to be traveling to England to cover Bilderberg this year. I know he's working on a documentary as well. Can't wait to see that. I want to find out what his Bilderberg sources are saying is on the agenda this year. We're going to break in about a minute, Daniel, but what are some of the things you're going to talk about when we come back?
Well, you know, I want to talk about the near future, 2014. The elite see an opportunity to advance mankind toward a new dark age by taking the reins of Darwin's perversely racialist survival of the fittest natural selection evolution theory and applying these principles to develop what social Darwinism, and it's, again, it's in British government secret reports, UK Ministry of Defense reports, US government reports. We can talk about that. We can talk about how a lot of this stuff is actually just a front for what Bilderberg talked about in 2005 and 2006 and 2007.
All right, Daniel Estulin joins us from Rome. We're going to try to clean up his phone line a little bit when we come back, but the information is so incredibly important. You watch Endgame out 7 years ago with Daniel Estulin, and he breaks down the carbon taxes, the new dark age, the black nobility that took over England. That doesn't mean black people, folks. We're going to break down what their agenda is this year and get his book, The Octopus Deception, at InfoWarsStore.com and support his fine work and our work as well.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
All right. right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. 237 injured. FEMA is now saying, feds are always in charge of everything, 24 dead, 9 of them children. So we pray for the families that have lost those children and pray for their souls as well, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Esselin, who's an investigative reporter, is in Rome right now. He lives in Spain. We can get from him what the EU takeover's like. And he predicted it from, well, not predicted it from his Bilderberg sources in 2005. We have the articles up on Infowars.com. I'm going to pull some of those up where him and Jim Tucker, who both have good sources, said they're going to get everybody in debt, implode Europe. I mean, Daniel, in 2006, you talked about what happened that year and you said they're going to jack up the oil prices. Then they're going to implode the housing bubble in the next 2 years. Then they're going to have a bailout. I mean, you really have Bilderberg sources. And I even know who one of them is, but I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm not going to get into you still have that particular source, but explain to people why this is so big, Daniel Esselin. I mean, these people really are the smoky room. And as you said, they're now segueing off into other groups. Our intel is that that's Google, Daniel Esselin.
You know, to most, this may read like a plot from some dystopian Hollywood science fiction film, but I assure you this is real. I know you know this is real, and I hope that people realize that what we're talking about is not science fiction. These are the conclusions of a report prepared by the British government back in December 2006. UK's Ministry of Defense prepared a secret source document on the future of humanity. Now, the report itself was based on top secret negotiations that took place at the conclusion of the 2005 Bilderberg Conference at the hotel in Rothenburg in Germany. Of course, Jim Tucker and I were the only journalists in the world who attended that meeting. Now, this group who attended this particular thing in Bilderberg 2005 was handpicked by the Bilderberg Steering Committee in January 2005, long before the Bilderberg meeting itself at the beginning of May. Now, what had happened was, after the Bilderberg meeting had finished and most of the attendees had gone home on May the 8th, a small select group of Bilderbergers had retired to an exclusive Ringsburg castle overlooking the Tegernsee in the foothills of the Bavarian Alps. Now, what basically had happened at that meeting itself is you were talking about people, some of the most powerful people in the world, who prepared a detailed report on population, natural resources availability, on conflict prevention, on economic issues, et cetera, et cetera. The people who attended that secret meeting at the conclusion of the Bilderberg meeting in May 2005 were, again, the president and chairman of Bilderberg, Etienne d'Avignon, Francisco Pinto Bolsonaro, former prime minister of Portugal, David Rockefeller, Timothy Geithner at the time, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and later Treasury Secretary for the first Obama administration, Richard Haass, the president of the U.S. Think Tank Council of Foreign Relations. With the advent of new science and technology related to the genetic revolution, what, again, what Bilderberg was saying, that they're literally going to rewrite our genetic construct. And in a span of a generation, we have gone from genetically modified plants to genetically modified animals. And the next step, obviously, is genetically modified humans. You talked about this before, genetic engineering, nanotechnology, military applications. Now, these men and women were planning no more and no less the future of mankind. And what they decided behind closed doors at the Ringsburg Castle will 2 years later become the backbone of the most far-sighted report in human history, which was used by the British government as a once-removed, deniable cutout. The report was called Strategic Trends 2007-2036. It's a 91-page report and a blueprint for UK's future strategic national requirements through the analysis of key risks and future shocks to the world's
financial. And Daniel, I just put the London Guardian reporting on the and InfoWars reporting on it, and then links to the British Ministry of Defense is in both of those. Those articles.
People understand that this isn't some, you know, made-up story by us. This is real. It exists. But again, this isn't a British government report.
Well, Monsanto says that they say they're going to infect everything with GMO, and then basically humans aren't going to be able to live unless we go get augmented. It's not like you're going to want to go become a cyborg or a genetically altered human. You're not going to be able to live, and then you're going to waive your rights to be patented by them. And give up your...
If you look at the report itself, if you look at what they're talking, between the lines and in different publications around the world, you know, these are step by step. This isn't just like, overnight.
No, it's incremental.
Something like this is going to happen. You know what I mean? It's a very slightly orchestrated step by step procedure. One of the things that they're talking about, for example, I know you have to go to a break in a second, is that over 50%, we're talking about in 2014, 2015, 50% of the world's population will be living in urban rather than rural environments.
That's Agenda 21. Stay there. You're going to have the floor when we come back. Folks, Daniel Estulin is the only living person with direct Bilderberg Group, actual Bilderberg Group contacts. I have some of their minions and people as my contacts. He's going to give you the inside scoop on their new agenda, the same agenda.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
When you read in the Washington Times today, by the way, that's a correction. Yesterday I said it was the Washington Post that wrote about, headline, Alex Jones says Adam Kokesh has been kidnapped. That was the Washington Times, not the Washington Post. I was listening to a rebroadcast driving home at like 10 o'clock last night and heard me say that, and that was incorrect. This is out of the Washington Times. Senate panel okays tax welfare benefits for newly legal immigrants. That's when they legalize them all. Then they get all the welfare. Illegals already get the welfare. And now they're talking about biometrics. Hatch wants immigrant fingerprints taken at airports, but whatever they put in is only for citizens. You can look up where Homeland Security waives illegals having to have any ID to fly. You can pull that up. Just type that in. You'll get that. So remember, whatever they tell you something's for, that's not it. They want to get rid of national sovereignty where there's mega corporations above the law and all the life extension technologies, all the nanotech, all the good stuff the elite gets, we get tested on and then basically dumbed down with soft kill weapons and then the population reduced. And it's in John P. Holdren's book, Ecoscience, the White House Science Czar. It's in hundreds of their publications, Club of Rome, you name it, their plan. And we're going to talk some more about his book itself, the new book, The Octopus Deception, a novel available at InfoWarsStore.com. Also want to add, I had Joel Skousen in here just yesterday talking about strategic relocation means where you live, living in the safest sub-region in your area. It doesn't mean going to the very safest places in America through a wide grouping of things. That's why I made the film. If you're going to live in Tornado Alley, you need to have a plan when tornadoes come by. I covered that big time last year and got called a fearmonger. You need to get the big book, Strategic Relocation, and the book, The Secure Home, just for security issues. Simple things you can do where robbers, very hard for them to break into your house. Things you're not going to be told. Things the government does for themselves. I mean, Joel doesn't brag, but he's built stuff for billionaires. He's built stuff, you know, he's advised governments, you name it. That's why we sell the books and produce the film at InfoWarsStore.com. And I got Daniel on a little bit late, so he'll be with us about 5-10 minutes in the next hour. We'll get more into his book. But Daniel, you've got the floor now in this segment. I'm going to play a UKIP clip in the EU Parliament now where Bilderberg's coming out. But these are the people shaping our world. These are the people pulling the strings. That's why there's unification of agenda worldwide, because the globalists are in charge. These are the people imploding Europe that want $100 trillion every decade of carbon tax money to themselves. These are the people that run the agenda. It's important to know who they are. So going back to 2005 and 2006 and all the things that you got from your sources, break down now the latest, where it's going, how things are going for them. Our intel is they're morphing into Google, and Google's actually at the head of it. Do your sources concur with that? Daniel Estulin, best-selling author, investigative journalist.
The important part to understand is that, you know, there are two key agendas. You know, one is a point for in any of these reports that they're addressing. One is population, and the other one is the resources of planet Earth. And we're talking about, again, in all of these reports, and I went back to, you know, to some of my old Bilderberg reports, which I put out, and the Bilderberg reports that Bilderbergers have put out themselves, you know, to their insiders, which, of course, we have a copy of. And they're all talking about the same thing if you actually go back and look at it. They're talking about increased risk of humanitarian catastrophe caused by a mixture of resource pressure, uneven distribution of wealth, the effects of disease and the failure of authorities to cope with population growth, and urbanization. Again, nothing new there. We've been talking about this for a long time. But if you start putting it in context, you know, today, all of the laws, the regulations, you know, the incentives of the government in the United States and also European community, they're all basically going down the same path. And the question, as one Italian parliamentarian asked just a couple of days ago, he said, does that mean all of humanity is in peril, you know, talking about wars and conflict in the Middle East? And the answer to that, individual, and to everybody else, based on the Bilderberg report, is no, it does not. What they're saying in their report is, with the erosion of civil liberties, and again, you've been talking about this more than anybody I know in the world about, you know, the erosion of civil liberties, the super rich will be protected through technological advancements and pervasive surveillance. And again, the listeners of the Alex Jones Show, go back to the archives, you know, to where it says Big Brother. Look to what Alex was saying about, you know, 2005, 2004, 2006. This is exactly what we've been talking about. Pervasive surveillance, technological advancement. And again, when you put it together with intrusive, highly responsible and accessible databases, when we're talking about the emergence of the surveillance society, and the surveillance society will increasingly challenge assumptions about privacy, which we're seeing right now, with corresponding impacts on civil liberties and human rights. And they're concerned about that, not because they're concerned about human rights, but they're concerned about what they call flash mobs, okay? And flash mobs in these reports, and one of them is the Strategic Trends Report 2007-2036. They talk about rapid mobilization, flash mobs, may be undertaken by states, terrorists, and criminals, and may involve dispersed communities across international borders, challenging security forces to match this potential agility and ability to concentrate. And again, what are we talking about? What is the solution that they give to this? Martial law. And again, Alex, you've been the forerunner of this. You talked about this way back when. I think you know, and your audience knows exactly what we're talking about.
Well, expanding on that, Adan Salazar is working on a story where we've confirmed the feds in the U.S. are federalizing the local police special units, and we're doing research on them wearing red armbands in different cities, but we know that they're federalizing them. And here's an example of what's going on in Pittsburgh, a microcosm of this. Special units, and it goes, and this is from their own police department website, Red Team, Rapid Emergency Development to Counter Terrorist, but it also says not just that, but civil disobedience is in the same category on the pittsburghpa.gov/police/speciality_units.htm/red. And it's the same thing in all the cities. So protesting is defined as terrorism. And because they know, folks, as they enslave everybody and take your bank accounts like they're doing in Europe, you're going to resist, and you are the people that the secret police are going to be targeting. Or if they take your business or raise taxes to 100%, as Reuters reported in France, they're going to come after you. I just wanted to give people, Daniel Estulin, a microcosm, because the same thing in Europe, they're federalizing the local police. Same thing in Australia. This is a global program towards authoritarianism. How are things going for the Bilderberg Group? And do you have any information on Google meeting the 2 weeks starting now before and after Bilderberg? And Bilderberg basically, from my information, passing the baton over to Google more than any other group.
You know, Bilderberg is in the pre-selection January 2013 meeting, where they, you know, each country pre-selects, you know, their candidates. They send in a list of each individual country's candidates, and then the Bilderberg Steering Committee elects from each country X number of delegates, discarding the ones which they don't need for this particular year. And at that meeting, they were talking about what you're saying, you know, we're talking about Google. And one of the things, I'm reading it right now, and they're talking about the level of sophistication will require concerted, comprehensive application. Again, this is from their report. Application of all the instruments and agencies of state power, together with cooperation from all relevant authorities and organizations involved in settling a crisis or resolving a conflict. Again, who's the best in actually solving a crisis or resolving a conflict? Obviously, Google. If you summarize everything we see and everything we're talking about, we can say techniques for overcoming resistance, comprehensive application of all the instruments and agencies of state power, rapid mobilization, flash mobs, pervasive information communications technology, segmentation of society, endemic lawlessness and high levels of violence, intrusive, highly responsive and accessible databases, emergence of surveillance society, erosion of civil liberties, humanitarian catastrophe. We just had one yesterday. This is what they are talking about in their reports. And these phrases, you know, I just pulled out from different Bilderberger reports over the past 6-7 years or so, and I just read it off to you. All of these things, you know, and I'm not saying what happened yesterday was, man, I don't know. I'm just saying that humanitarian catastrophes form part of erosion of civil liberties because it gives the authorities a method and obviously a reason to cut on our liberty. We saw that in
absolutely. Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Exactly.
As the former White House chief.
What I'm saying.
Absolutely. Now expanding on that, as best I can tell by reading all their public stuff and the leaked information, plus their propaganda, it's an organized central government central corporation eugenics program to shut down the infrastructure of the world and only let them operate an infrastructure to collapse all existing power grids, geopolitical, economic, energy into them to then wage a war of bringing in a selective dark age against everyone else while their media combines pose as the saviors during the crises to orderly herd humanity into the post-human age, as they call it, as they prepare to merge with computers and become gods in their own words. I don't believe they're becoming gods. Preachers always attack me and say they will fail. How dare you say they're gods? No, that's a straw man. They believe this. And they're not going to let the general public have the life extension technology. They're not going to let you eat up the resources. That's their own words. And they're bringing in a total cyber warfare, brainwashing, chemical warfare in the food and water and air program. And it's just going to intensify from here on out as their central anti-terror reservations of corporate government power, kind of like green zones in Iraq, run the dehumanization and slaughter operations outside as they stage the terror, as they use weather weapons on us on record, as they spray things on us, as they do, and they send out paramilitary forces. What about the revolution towards robots? They're obsessed with getting rid of humans who can refuse orders and going towards robots. Daniel Estulin.
Well, very interesting, Alex. You know, the future is going to be defined by who controls technology. There's absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. And the scope of the technology today is mind-boggling, and it's a lot more advanced than anything that the government would want you, you know, to believe that they have. For example, Obama has just green-lighted a 10-year Manhattan Project to map the human brain, and they call it the Brain Activity Map Project. And the fact that DARPA is one of the agencies involved tells you a great deal. This is technocrats' wet dream. We can now power up an artificial brain of such power and intelligence.
Oh, yeah, MIT's in the news. Absolutely. I mean, just to back you up, they're in the news today. I have a clip I'm going to play in the next hour, where they say, we're looking at turning off your free will.
Well, that's obvious. I mean, you're talking about the development of sophisticated neural weapons, which create a perpetual state of tensions in promise and peril in the development of neural warfare and its effects. And the fact that you have 350 leading American universities and colleges working hand in glove and being subsidized and underwritten by the American defense spending does a great deal. You know, Caltech, MIT, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Cornell, University of Wisconsin. This is what it's all about. How far into space is all of this? Just, you know, let's go back to Minority Report and, you know, here's Tom Cruise's character, Jim Anderson. When he had that radical surgery to place his eyes so that he can get past security systems, you know, as he was lying in the tub recovering from his procedure, he had these tiny robots sneak into the room and scan his eyes, you know, trying to track down, you know, the fugitive future crime officer. Now, the ability to scan retinas and identify people is straight out of science fiction film, but outside of the use of spider-like drone bots, this is very much, you know, present and near future. You know, you're talking engineers at Southern Methodist universities are working close with DARPA to develop new type of eye scanners, okay, called Panoptix, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no. They have eye scanners that can scan you at 100, 200 yards away.
Yeah, exactly. You know, these technologies, they're not being developed to stop the terrorists. Please understand, people, they're being developed to stop you. The wars to justify these technologies were not written on a whim. They were specifically designed to give the government carte blanche authority over the people during the chaos.
Yeah, I want to explain to people something here. There are hundreds of books and publications that we cite in whatistheendgame.com, the online bibliography of the film. When you hear Daniel desperately going, this is on record, listen to me, it's because they are openly saying they're going to dam off our technological development, only let themselves advance it towards controlling all of human development, and we aren't in the future. We're already being soft-killed. The cancer rates are exploding. We're being murdered. Daniel, is there any way to reverse this? Because people are waking up, but that's a minority. I go out and look at the yuppies. They are just in ignorance of bliss. What do we do?
Alex, look at the new system they're developing right now. You know, it's called Active Denial System, ADS. It's a byproduct of larger ongoing research looking for technology that could delete and replace a person's memories via the use of electromagnetic radiation. Again, if you're thinking of Men in Black Hollywood science fiction, you're absolutely right, except that the technology called Amnesia Beam is here, ready to be used at the moment's notice. And what's more, a team of neuroscientists has actually developed a brain scan based on finding hints about what a subject is intending to do. This is a nightmare version of Minority Report made reality, and this is the future. People still talking about microchipping your hand. They don't need to do that anymore.
Look, I talk to
anybody with a smartphone. You're tracked 24/7, 365 a year by all these people.
And exactly, Daniel, remember when you and I were saying this 15 years ago? We were kooks. And now it's just all mainstream. Yeah, we're listening to you without warrants. Yeah, everything you've ever done has been recorded. Yeah, we're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Yeah, we're going to kill you. And the public is so mesmerized. I mean, I talked to one of the high-level people. He's since gone on to MIT, and they actually let me into some of the areas. I'm going to leave it at that. Into the psychology department. This is the above-ground stuff I was able to see. All of it was DARPA. All of it was Defense Department. And most of it was just flicker rates and subtle rates over mainstream television to put put monkeys into a dream state. And then after they'd kill the monkeys, they bring in humans and hook them up, as graduate students. And they would have a whole wing just on how to make women sexually excited with a certain flicker, you know, for a year test. And it would say DARPA on the wall. And then they would have a whole nother room on how to make men upset. And that's why people that watch TV, they're already gone.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're live. And every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, InfoWars Nightly News. One membership is $5.95 a month, and you can, 11 people can use it simultaneously, or 55 cents per person each and every month. So if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, please share it. And if you don't have one, please get one today, because we are self-funded, and it's a win-win-win, and you get the high-def films, all of it, and more. By the way, in Prophets of Science Fiction, a Ridley Scott eight-part series on Discovery Channel, we're going to play a clip of it after Daniel leaves and we take calls from John on the tornado and Caroline and others that are holding after he leaves us. Yeah, they talk about MIT research, which you can pull up online, on how to turn off your morals. How to have wavelengths they broadcast that make you, you know, kill your wife. And the stuff I saw at UT was how to make you hungry, how to make you sexually aroused. Where they hook electrodes up to these people, brain scans. And I was able to see the declassified, unclassified stuff that was still restricted. Accidentally, I was shown video feeds of the monkey farms out in Bastrop, 30 miles away from the University of Texas. And it just goes on year after year, testing wavelengths, flickers, sounds, programming the brain. I mean, you're under total assault, folks. And they're undoubtedly on YouTube sending carrier waves over that. Some scientists have picked those up. You can read DARPA articles in the, you know, major news over the years going, yeah, we're looking at mind controlling you. Yeah, we got microwave guns for the protesters now. Oh, that'll never happen. Daniel Estlin, we're going to break here in a moment. You'll be with us 15 minutes into the next hour. But briefly, tell people about the Octopus Project, the book available at InfoWarsStore.com, the Octopus Deception, because, you know, you wrote a novel. Why a novel?
Well, because, Alex, you and I have been friends for years, and you know that I'm not afraid of anything or anyone, but there are things that I talk about in Octopus Deception, which is a novel with 90% information in the novel based on investigative journalism, but there's things that I talk about, and people who read that book will know exactly what I mean, which even I was afraid to actually write it as a nonfiction book, because I certainly don't want to get killed, and I've been getting very, very close, and I talked to my sources before deciding to actually write a novel, and they said, if you can, if you want to get killed, you have a death wish, you know, write this as a nonfiction, and I thought Danny Casolaro was killed, you know, writing it, working on a nonfiction book based on the on his investigation into the octopus. I thought, let's just keep it as a novel with 90% of the information in that book being very, very real. It exists in this parallel universe of smoke and mirrors as well.
Sure, that's famous. I mean, there's so many books, like books Graham Greene's written, that are written as fiction because you couldn't publish it because the publishers won't put it out. So really, this is 90% non-fiction.
90% promises in there. It's real. You know, prosecutors management information system, Golden Lily, the World War II gold, that's real. CTP, collateral trading program, that's real. Blood protection team is real. 90% of the information in that book is absolutely real. It's just a question. I didn't want to die before. It was just, you know, loving my time.
Absolutely. Jim's gone, and, he died. When we come back, I really just briefly want to find out from you, joining us from Rome, what else you think from your sources or know is on their agenda this year. What is some of the info on their agenda, Daniel?
I think, again, you know, the preoccupation, population, and natural resources are two of the key areas which they're going to be talking about. Technology, control the technology, and actually get the upper hand in all of that areas, as we talked about before. The destruction of the world's economy, that's obviously always on the agenda.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you. You're in Europe. We're going to play this UKIP clip coming up, I promise, folks. You're in Europe. I mean, what are the Bilderbergs doing there? How is that financial implosion going for them and their consolidation program?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils.
See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Daniel Esselin's here with us for this segment, part of the next, and I'm going to go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to go to your phone calls if you were part of the tornado or there in Oklahoma and had any family that survived through it. John and Caroline, you're up next after Daniel leaves us. And we have the article up on Infowars.com. NBC, Obama scandals take a pause because of tornado. And I called Watson this morning and I said, they're clearly hijacking this for global warming taxes and to get us off Benghazi and all that. And NBC even admits that. It puts things into perspective. Yeah, let's get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and let the government be evil because they're saving us from the tornado. Daniel Esselin, I want to talk just about you in general. As a journalist, a researcher, do you have hope for humanity? In a football game here, Brzezinski says the New World Order is in trouble. Is that just talk? Hillary says they're losing the info war. Do we have a shot, in your view, of turning this around? And what can people do to do that?
Well, first of all, they have to understand that this is real. Second of all, the broader picture. We've gone from meaningless generalizations, banalities, simplistic extrapolations of early science fiction novels of deep sea monsters, electric submarines, space cannon, moon landings, to nanotechnology, robotics, cybernetics, artificial intelligence, life extensions. It won't be long before we can compete, as these people say, with God, on equal terms for immortality. At least that's the point of view. And, we don't know what the future will look like because it hasn't happened yet. What is beyond any doubt is that we, if we are to extrapolate what we know about the world, about the technology, about technological progress, we can make a fairly accurate prediction of what we're to expect of the world around us. And I'm convinced that we, the people, shall remain history's main protagonists, they've been going at it for hundreds of years, trying to destroy us one way or another. And, God bless our souls, we're still there. The pesky humans are always getting in the way. And I'm convinced that that's going to be the way of the future. I'm convinced that, the technology is going to be the way that the war is going to be played out in the future. But I'm also convinced that with the new generation of people, the youngsters who are coming up and who are actually technologically savvy, we're going to have more and more people on our side because the elite will always be 1%, and we will be the rest. And we can win this war. It's just a question of realizing that we're fighting for the future of humanity, not just our lives, but the future of every human being on the planet from here on until the Earth disappears, and blows up or simply evaporates or whatever happens to it, be billions of years from now.
And by the way, that's not rhetoric. I mean, the globalists say they're taking control of human development. They're taking control of our evolution. They're taking control. They're going to decide what we do. They're going to decide who lives. I mean, this is a high-tech authoritarianism. That's what it is, high-tech tyranny. And people better get that. This is a war. And one thing about the technocracy is it counts on you being a jellyfish. I haven't talked about this yet on air. We're going to come back with Daniel and get into Europe. He's in the middle of it. And then go to your phone calls. But Daniel Estulin, you know, I did a test. And I don't say you should do this, but I did this as a test. I put Infowars.com bumper stickers up in public places around Austin, Texas. Put like five of them up just to see if anybody took them down, and nobody did. Big ones. And, again, that's just an example. I've seen things when I called for Micro FM, a nationwide movement for it in the mid-1990s. And a lot of people picked up that call and did put up micro stations across the country. But I started that. I mean, I really the one that pushed it over the edge. And, I mean, I've seen cities where people put up micros at thousands of watts and run them for years in defiance of the criminal government getting the truth out. I mean, a lot of this is just about taking action.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Daniel Estulin is our guest, and then I'm going to open the phones up for people that have been holding and others who'd like to talk about what they saw with the tornado, or if you had family that survived, or if you were a witness to it, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Caroline, we're going to go to you after Daniel Estulin leaves us. Here's the headline up on Infowars.com. UK Independence Party draws attention to Bilderberg 2013. UKIP is getting people elected in droves to the EU Parliament, also to the British Parliament. It's the fastest growing party and really scaring them. And it's an anti-New World Order Patriot Party. It's like Ron Paul, Alex Jones-esque. And again, that's a sign of liberty worldwide. Well, you've heard him on the show. Nigel Farage and others. Members of European Parliament, Gerard Batten, has raised the alarm on Bilderberg. We're going to play a clip of this and then get Daniel Esslin's take as a European, someone, you know, lives in Spain. He's in Rome right now reporting what this means for them, that I've been told by that members of the Parliament and members of the EU Parliament are going to be going to Watford. And now because of the locals say they don't want to pay for security for this global crime syndicate, Bilderberg's in the Watford paper saying they'll pick up part of the cost. How about all of it? How about we're not treated like criminals as journalists? I mean, I'm going to laugh at the police if they let me into England when they come over and act like I'm a criminal when they know full well who I am and they've been trying to contact me. By the way, I've just got to get around to it, calling them back. I'll talk to them. What am I planning? You know what I'm planning. Planning to go cover it. I'm media. Quit acting like it's evil to be media. Anyways, I mean, I go to these events. They have cops sit down next to me at the restaurant and go, "We want to blow something up, Alex?" And I'm like, what are you, a 50-year-old Marine Corps officer with the State Department? Yeah, how do you know that? Well, I saw the Marines earlier getting out of their uniforms in the parking lot. Leave me alone. You're the ones that'll stage something. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. So let's go ahead and go to this clip and get Daniel Esslin's take on that. This is the EU Parliament. With Bilderberg being brought up, here it is.
Thank you. The next meeting of the Bilderberg Group is to be held in England. The location is thought to be the Grove Hotel, Watford, from the 6th to the 9th of June. These annual meetings are summits of the most wealthy, powerful and influential people in the worlds of politics, finance and business. The biggest mystery surrounding them is why the mainstream newspapers and broadcasters have chosen not to report on them since 1954. However, in the internet age, their existence can no longer be kept secret. I've written to all the mainstream press and TV in the UK, asking them if they intend to report on this meeting, and if not, why not? I've also submitted a Freedom of Information request to the Hertfordshire Police Commissioner, asking on what basis the policing is being provided and who is paying the bill. I'm very much looking forward to the responses.
All right, you'll hear that man on this show, and I'll probably get to meet him if they let me into England. Daniel Esslin, I've got to give credit where credit's due. We don't do it to give the credit, but to show the power of the Patriot being a scarce man at first, but then becoming very popular after your cause succeeds, to paraphrase Mark Twain, who I do often quote here. You were the first, what was it, like 4 years ago, to address the EU Parliament, the actual sitting parliament, on the Bilderberg Group. And since then, we've seen members of parliament from Italy, Germany, you name it, go and confront Bilderberg. The Swiss government went from being mean to our reporters to bringing them right up front and basically telling Bilderberg they weren't going to provide security for them when members of their federal government and state government showed up. Again, the worm is turning. This is a mafia. They've been indicted before. They've been caught in Lockheed scams. This is a crime syndicate meeting with our leaders, buying them off. And the fact that we've gone from them saying it didn't exist, of course, they still say that in our media, pretty shameful for America, to all over the world, it's now household names. How is this affecting them? And then let's get into what you're seeing happen in Europe, in Spain, Greece, the looting of the bank accounts, something you predicted now happening.
Well, you know, it's obviously, this is exactly what's happening. You have, today Spain is a very good example. Spain is no longer an independent nation. It's a protectorate. It's controlled by the European Troika, by the European Central Bank, and the people related to the top echelons of power of the European Parliament, who actually today are in Spain as we speak, controlling and making sure that Spain, which supposedly is an independent country, whose president was elected by the people, actually has to give an account of what is going on financially, not to the people of Spain, but to these unelected bankers who came, from the European community. The same thing is happening in Portugal, in Ireland, in Greece, all over Europe, and obviously one of the reasons that UKIP is actually leading the campaign to get out of Europe is because, as they say, Europe has done no good to England, they have done no good to Spain, and they've done no good to anyone. But again, it's logical, because the idea is, and again, we've talked about this, Alex, is the destruction of nation-state republics and replacing nation-states, independent countries, with what you have, this bad world union. And that's what we have right now, 27 nations in a European core set. They don't belong together, and they have no reason being together other than to make sure that they're part of this destruction of the world's economy, because it's logical. Progress in development is directly proportional appeal to population.
Absolutely, and that's gotta scare them though. That via Ron Paul, via what you're doing, what I'm doing, and because I talk to these members of Parliament, they're our listeners. A lot of them woke up because of the anti-globalist movement here. The globalists always wanted to deny their existence, but now they're hiding in plain view. And just saying they don't exist anymore doesn't work. The man behind the curtain is being exposed. I think this is a real victory against these people. By the way, The Octopus Deception, your new book, available at InfoWarsStore.com, is finally in English. I'm going from memory, but I read about it in the British and Spanish press because I scanned foreign press. Wasn't it number one for 20-something weeks in Spain?
Yeah, exactly. It was number one. It was the second highest title in the history of my publisher, which is the second largest publisher in Spain. It was the book of the year in Spain 2 years ago, number one for 24 straight weeks in Spain on every major list. Obviously, that will make the globalists very happy because, again, the things we talk about are real. And the book begins with Danny Casolaro being killed, and Danny Casolaro, of course, a real-life character, was killed investigating Octopus. And I pick up the baton from him, and we take this line of truth.
And what you're saying here is, because I've heard that term from former or retired top CIA and others, that, and I've talked to top generals and people who were over special forces, you name it, off record, they've told me that it was called the Octopus. And so are you saying that's what they call their organization is Octopus?
Well, this is exactly, I mean, the world of my novel is it's a novel, but the world itself, it exists. It's the place where government, intelligence agencies, and secret societies battle for control of the world. And this is exactly how we have, against the backdrop of the economic meltdown, which we're seeing right now, you know, the government, the president, you know, three heroes of the novel, and Octopus are all trying to find these lost trillions of dollars, which were stolen by another organization more powerful than the Octopus itself. And this is one of the reasons I couldn't write it as a nonfiction novel, because if I had written it as a nonfiction novel, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Yeah, if you wrote this about the Rothschilds, they definitely come after you. They sued major British papers saying, we're not an octopus, we're not puppet masters, and the judge said, this trial proved you are.
No, absolutely.
Did I just go too far there, Daniel?
No, you didn't. But you know, it just shocked me just how much you know. I don't know if you've read the whole book or part of it, or you saw something in there which you shouldn't have seen, but you definitely are on the right track.
No,
this is real.
No, I know it is. No. When I said I've read the book, when it first came out in Spanish, obviously I can read a little bit of Spanish, but not much of it. I think you guys put like 6 chapters out last year.
That's right.
Yeah. So I, no. So I read those at home one night. So I'm going to sit down this weekend coming up and read The Octopus Deception, available at InfoWarsStore.com and also Trine Day, who put it out. DanielEsselin.com. Daniel, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Alex, God bless you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And my best wishes to all your listeners.
Thank you. There goes Daniel. And folks, talk to Daniel. I want to get him on the nightly news if he can get to Skype when he gets back to Spain as soon as he can do that. Thank you. All right, I'm going to skip this network break because I've made people hold that were in the tornado because some of them were holding from before Esalen got here. I'm going to go to your calls, and then I'm going to get to all this news, which is outrageous. NBC, Obama scandals take a pause. That's a NBC quote, scandals take a pause because of tornado. Unbelievable. Most Americans believe Obama covering up IRS scandal. Steve Watson, InfoWars.com, new big poll out. Watford Observer, Bilderberg organizers agree to help cover the cost of security. Thought Bilderberg didn't exist. I mean, that's like saying, you know, the Loch Ness Monster is going to cover the cost. I thought I was, New York Times said I was schizophrenic. I mean, they laughed at me. It must be true. Oh, I cried when they laughed at me. Oh, it gets to me. Anyways, Rand Paul calls for independent investigation of IRS scandal. And that's buried in the interview he did with ABC, but they go, Ron Paul says IRS scandal un-American. So we just basically wrote an article about the ABC article telling it like it is. So that's up on InfoWars.com. CIA troublemaking in the Caucasus. We've got a article by Wayne Madsen, formerly the NSA, up there. White House says Obama kept in dark about the IRS. And Hitler didn't know about the death camps either. UK Independence Party, again, I already played that, draws attention to Bilderberg 2013. That's an important article to get out to everybody via Infowars.com and our auxiliary backup site that has a lot of original news on it as well. We're about to redesign Prison Planet. The site used to be bigger than Infowars. Now Infowars has just grown and grown and grown. But I really don't want to neglect Prison Planet. We don't. But I tend to neglect talking about it. So that's some of what's coming up. And I've got some other news from the Middle East. Now Israel and Syria are shooting at each other. It's just the globalists will win. We will all lose. Syria and Israel will lose in this. I hope people that serve the system love your children. Because I know there's an instinct once things get really bad to kind of cling to the evil, hoping you'll be the last to be taken down. Folks, this New World Order is not something anybody wants to sign on to. Not just the historical facts, but in my instincts, I know that. Okay, let's go to John in Oklahoma, then Caroline and Noah. John, I appreciate you holding. Reportedly a witness to some of this or has some comments. We had some amazing calls earlier of a man whose mother survived in the school with the children in the bathroom. John, what's your take on all this? And the Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse saying that it's conservative Midwesterners' fault that you didn't pay Al Gore money. I'm not kidding. That you brought this on yourself and that how dare you need any federal aid now? I mean, and he'll get away with it. The media will go, oh, yes. Perhaps you should beat yourself with a bullwhip. Do you want to apologize to the Democratic senator for the tornado, sir?
Oh yes, I'm terribly sorry that we caused this thing. But those were very charming remarks, and I enjoyed seeing those on the website this morning. It suited me just fine for them to just keep all their money, keep all their Homeland Security people away from here, because we're Oklahomans. We can handle this. We've been through tornadoes many times before. We'll pull together.
You were formerly part of Texas. So I just want to say you're actually a Texan. We're annexing you. I'm sorry.
I was actually born in the Great Republic of Texas, but I transferred here years ago. But
I'm being sarcastic. Okies are great people. I don't know why there's always these stupid rivalries over football and stuff. Or in high school, we'd be at a bonfire or something. There'd be Okies, and let's just beat each other up because they're from Oklahoma. Just any excuse to get in a fight. But again, it really started dawning on me as I went to you, and I want to hear what you have to say about the tornado. We're glad you're okay. Think of how outrageous it is to say conservatives didn't believe in global warming, so now we don't want to give you money. It's your fault. I mean, what in the world? Normally, I don't want to use expletives, but this really deserves one. And he won't get in any trouble for it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's fine. Maybe they know something about the weather that we're just getting an inkling of. But regardless, again, they can keep their money. I'm really concerned about what they're going to do to use this crisis to promote their agenda. I've already seen the airspaces have been closed down. Are we going to get checkpoints? Are we going to get searched? How are they going to use this, and how can we watch out for that?
Well, listen, we have the article up there that, you know, they're saying, oh, this will make Obama's approval rating go up because he cares. You know, he's showing compassion. And again, this sick senator, they take our money, the feds do, and then send, depending on what program, 30 cents, 50 cents, it varies between 30 and 55 cents, depending on the study. They send our money back, telling us how to spend it, and then lecture us. I mean, everything he said is so outrageous to an informed, involved person living in reality. They've locked the whole place down. Look, I'd be fine if the state police locked it down, even the state guard by the governor, but Homeland Security's in there in charge. Just 10 years ago, Homeland Security didn't even, well, 12 years ago, didn't exist. And 20 years ago, you wouldn't have the feds there, or if it got really bad, the president might turret or something. Why are the feds running everything? Why are they federalizing the police locally? I mean, it's outrageous. And again, they'll use any excuse to do this. And because they're getting us ready, as Ron Paul and Jim Rogers say up on Infowars.com, to confiscate private bank accounts in America. And that's Ron Paul and Jim Rogers talking about that, folks. This is coming. That's a J.D. Hayes story originally from naturalnews.com. What do you want to say about the tornado?
Well, again, it's a terrible thing. It's one of the worst tornadoes that's hit us. But if you look around at all the people here right now today, they're gathering things for all the people that were affected privately. Churches are banding together, forming prayer groups, gathering materials, gloves, boots, things that people might need. And the things will just appear. You know, we don't need $80,000 cardboard trailers from FEMA. We don't need any pastures turned into trailer parks with those things. We just want to be left alone. We can fix this. We'll fix it.
Absolutely. Have you had a chance to survey any of the disaster with your own two eyeballs?
To be honest, I bugged out of town last night before it hit. And I didn't see any of it. I took the governor's advice to stay away. And
what time did it hit exactly?
Oh, I think it was about 5 o'clock. I think so. I was on the road when it hit, and I stopped at a little place outside of town where a bunch of other folks in the city had gathered watching the TV.
Well, there's two things happening here. Used to, there weren't as many people. I mean, just 100 years ago, there was less than half the number. And so used to, this would have torn up some cow pasture, not a giant suburb of Oklahoma City. But at the same time, there's more people, so it's worse when it happens. But there are the Doppler radar. Imagine if people wouldn't have got the warning. In the old days, you couldn't run, so that's why everybody had to have a storm shelter. But I would imagine we're going to see a lot more storm shelters getting put in now.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting to hear the statistics this morning on the how there are less tornadoes than there were before. I've lived here almost all my life, and that's over half a century, and I've never seen a tornado. When I was a kid, I'd jump in my Roadrunner and go chase them down and couldn't find them. So I've never even seen one, just the devastation after it's over. But we always picked up, everybody bands together, and we get it done.
What would you do without FEMA, though? I mean, it's the same thing of... Colon cancer's up. We should preemptively remove our colons. Retina cancer's up. Let's all remove our eyes. Prostate cancer's up. Let's all remove our prostate. Breast cancer's up. Let's all remove our breast if you are predisposed for it. You're predisposed. People are always predisposed. Why is it getting worse now? You see, because of what they're putting in the vaccines and the food. So we should discuss why is the cancer getting worse, not, you know, cut our body parts off. We should find the cause. And it's the same thing with this. There are more people out there, so even though tornadoes are down to a 60-year low, USA Today reports, still, when they do happen, you're going to have higher death counts because now we're 315 million people. God bless you, sir. Glad you're okay. Let's talk to Caroline in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I'm a grandmother of four beautiful little granddaughters.
Congratulations.
And I've been following you since you were a young man. When you started exposing us losing our national parks. And I just want to tell you, I'm really, really concerned that people are not keeping up an understanding about the technology that's over us to do with ARP and Skylar. And I firmly believe that this is orchestrated and purposeful, man-made, and we live right here on this Sumatran Fault. I'd like for you to talk about some of this sometimes. It's about the sinkhole, how that's enlarging, and that this will be a man-made thing when they do this Sumatran Fault. And so these are to do with the technology that's in control over us.
Well, ma'am, I had an Air Force whistleblower on yesterday, and I showed TV viewers, and for radio listeners, I gave out headlines. Type in Bill Gates weather modification, geoengineering, London Guardian, AP Reuters. They spend, Department of Energy, last time I checked, $5 billion a year in studying weather modification. See, under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, it allows chemical, biological, radiological, or any other testing, even lethal, on citizens unsuspecting. The government claims it's allowed to kill us. Now, in the main title, it says it's illegal, but then in the subtitle, it says unless for law enforcement or research purposes. And, I mean, I've gotten the heads of major weather modification companies on that do it for ski resorts and insurance companies, because see, ski resorts will go out, and I'm going to hold you over, man, because this is important. I'm going to put you on hold and come back and talk to you more, but I want to get this out. Ski resorts, this is on record, by the way, just the public doesn't know about it. It's like if you never saw the Atlantic Ocean, you wouldn't know it's there. Ski resorts go get insurance, and if they don't get snow, they get enough money to survive. Well, the insurance companies aren't going to pay out on that. So they go. There's more than 100 of these companies I know of. Some of them have got like 30, 40, 50 aircraft, and they hire them. Canada does it too. Europe does it. Switzerland does it. And they fly in and create clouds in the right weather to make it snow. So they don't pay out on the insurance. And sometimes ski resorts do it themselves. So that's what's going on. And that's just commercial. Of course, there's weather weapon stuff going on. We had floods in Texas like 15 years ago, killed 30-something people in one night. Turned out it was the Air Force.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Kalbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Seven or 11 snake eyes who are watching you. Double up or split. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are back live. Look, if you knew history, and I know a lot of you do, but for new listeners, you would know you always get a powerful group in charge. They become decadent. They become inbred. They become disdainful of the public. And the public deserves disdain. I deserve disdain. None of us are perfect. And then they start killing everybody. even when there's plenty of food and everything. They just say, I want to kill everybody. I want to kill my neighbors. I want to kill the general public. And they just start killing everybody. Usually by human sacrifice, or they'll start a war. And humans are exactly the same as we were 5,000 years ago. And I don't like the feeling of I'm another species and the establishment with national security has taken my tax money and built a giant military-industrial complex technocratic command system that Eisenhower warned us about. In fact, I'm going to get that full speech. I've done this before, but will you guys get his full speech? Full speech. And I think we bought it from the National Archive for a film. In fact, we did. It was going to be Skyfall, and then we never put it out. You notice it was a movie years later called that. I guess brains think alike. But the point is, I was going to do a chemtrail weather modification film, and there was so many patents and so much proof and so much admission. The other chemtrail films are out there are good, but they're like, what's going on? They admit it's happening at a government conference, but won't admit it to others. I mean, it's just like all admitted. But you're searching chemtrail. They're geoengineering. High altitude aerosol auroral program. You know, stuff like that. We got to find that interview and re-air it. It's online where the head of HARP wanted to come on because he's a listener. The civilian head, and then the colonel was real mad that he was going to come on. It was like, I'm going to be listening, and I'll disconnect if he goes into a national security area. And then they disconnected the interview and then call back. Now, don't go there. And that happened on air. And the mad scientist is like, it's not bad. When we fire it, we ignite the atmosphere. Click. You can have, I like to light the atmosphere on fire. You don't want to make me angry. You wouldn't like to see me when I'm angry. I mean, it's like Trinity and Beyond. I use this example a lot with William Shatner, where they tried to blow up the atmosphere with hydrogen bombs. And then they tried to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt. And this is our government. And then they were going to try to blow the moon up. By the way, if you're a new listener and think I'm joking, the Pentagon publicly, well, I think it was like 1962, until Kennedy told him, no, you can look this up, was going to try to, quote, change the orbit of the moon with hydrogen weapons. Cuckoo, cuckoo. And then I'm the one reporting on it, and people aren't going to check that out. You know, they'll probably have Rachel Maddow go, Alex Jones claims there was a plan to nuke the moon. Ha, 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 ha. He claims they wanted to blow the atmosphere up, too. I mean, these people are nuts. They all need to be locked up in rubber rooms, not us. I want there to, I mean, a lot of these people have some of their poetry, top futurists, people that advise Ray Kurzweil in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Yeah, it's Project A119. The study of lunar research flights was a top secret plan developed in 58. Yeah, they were going to do it in 62. The Air Force, the aim of the project was to detonate a nuclear bomb on the moon, visible with the naked eye, to boost public morale in the United States after the Soviet Union took an early lead in the space race. Yeah, that's a different program. They had another one to, like, move it. They were thinking if they move the moon, it would do better for, like, not having, well, their excuse was, well, we won't, the tides won't be as bad. These people are nuts. Anyways, the point is, try to find the Trinity clip. I bet it's online. We've got the DVD back there where it's like, the plan was to detonate hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere to see if they could destroy communications worldwide. When that failed, there were discussions of igniting the planet's atmosphere, but the test went ahead. But with William Shatner's voice, I can't do it. And then I'm the bad guy because I know about this. Alex thinks a whole bunch of astronauts have died in secret programs. Like, what's his name? Smedley in Catch the Pigeon? What's the name of the dog that laughs? Smedley? Yeah, that'll just have Smedley in Rachel Maddow's place, a hologram of that dog. And then they'll go, Rand Paul says Obama needs to be indicted or there needs to be an independent investigation. You know, just laugh at it. Alex Jones has a secret grouper meeting with your politicians buying them off right now illegally violating the Logan Act. What's our answer to that? Ha, ha, ha. Alex says diabetes is up several thousand percent, and the studies 20 years ago said it was aspartame. Even though it's true, what do? Saw our legs off. We don't stop. And that's why I researched this. I need a long vacation is really what it is. Because I get to the point, the third hour, of wanting to overthrow this desk and start smashing stuff at a chimpanzee orangutan level. Because, you know, at a primitive level, that used to get stuff done, you know. I can intellectually, I'm going back to your call, Caroline and Noah and Cliff here in a minute. I could, you know, deal with this if it wasn't so over the top horrible. And see, what it is a bunch of inbred billionaires, people controlling trillions, who've got, you know, 10 mistresses, and people be on my show and they'll describe rich people like they've got multiple beautiful homes and private jets. They own large areas of Manhattan and Tokyo. They're on the boards of 100 Fortune 100. They go to snuff parties with little kids, folks. It's come out. It comes out in the back of the paper. And when I say back of the paper, it comes out on Italian TV, Russian TV. It comes out when they arrest people. You know, I hate to talk about stuff like this, raping and shooting toddlers. And then they find out where the films are going, up to $50,000 a piece. They're flooding Hollywood. Rich people there will pay $50,000 for a VHS tape of little kids being killed. And it's real. And these people now think they're going to merge with robots and become God. You're not going to become anything. You really think you're going to get away with that because you go to Bohemian Grove and other places and do mojo rituals where you put all your sins or what you call dark energy onto something, you fools? You think you're going to cakewalk all this? I mean, you're out of your cotton-picking mind. But I'll tell you who's really out of their minds. It's the people that serve this system. Let me tell you something. If you don't like torturing little kids, you better not sign on to this. Now, if you're into Hellraiser stuff and you really want, because I mean, that's a good allegory. You really want to open the cube and turn this loose. It's already been turned loose. But you want to open the gate full wide open. There will be burned cities and skeletons in black uniforms laying around everywhere when this is done. The surface of the earth will be a crispin death. The seas will die under the GMO bombardment. Hellgate is being opened. You know, we have a short film we're going to put out, but it's so shocking. I don't even know if I should put it out. Called The Devil Speaks. I just thought of that name. I didn't know it was one of the LaVey people had a book named that. Oh, yeah. The Devil Speaks with some hot blonde to make Satanism look powerful and like you're going to get sex. That isn't Satan. Satan is a child with their lower mandible blown off, with a tongue flapping, with blood spurting, begging for mama. The real Satanist from the CIA and the Russian FSB. The real Satanists are in British intelligence, just like in Hellraiser. All of you people that think evil's sexy and vampires are cool and all that, you're going to find out what evil really is, and you're going to beg, and you're going to plead, and God is not going to come to your aid. You understand that? Suffer the little children. It is better for you to tie a giant boulder around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest sea, a trillion times better, quick death, than to hurt innocent people. And the government and the CPS grab kids, and when they cry for mommy, they put them on a bunch of drugs and brain damage them, and they sexually abuse them, and it goes on and on and on and on. A system built for scum to be immune from evil and to get away with all this stuff, but you will not get away with it. The only question is, will you destroy the planet in the process, and the creator of the universe will stay your hand? You will not be allowed to go all the way. Man, I read this dark poetry by these people. I got the quotes, famous globalist in Endgame, where they're like, we're just, I'll be honest with you, when we get full control, we're probably just going to blow the planet up. And if we can create a weapon to destroy the universe, we're going to do it, because we're going to go on willing. And the last thing I want is more generations to breathe Terran air and to have a future. Just shut down the light. Kill these people now. I want death, Hellraiser. Blah! And we're going to let these people run things? They need to be hunted down. I have become Shiva the Destroyer. So said the inventor of the atomic bomb. Death. Let's go ahead and talk to Caroline. Caroline, thanks for holding. You were making your point about weather weapons. Yes, they are doing everything they can from the scientists we've talked to and the weather programs and weather men and women, meteorologists we've had on. And most of what they said 10 years ago, 15 years ago has now been confirmed. They're trying to ruin the U.S. croplands with the barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and attacking and trying to destroy us. Just like they're trying to ship our jobs to Europe and to China and shutting down everything. And we're under war. This is a globalist incremental attack. And we're under full-spectrum war attack. I mean, look, we're dying. Cancer rates are exploding. And so, yes, ma'am, that's exactly what's going on. And there are natural tornadoes. I think the tornadoes going down from the meteorologists I've talked to show that the atmosphere is thinner. It's thick atmosphere, hot and cold coming together, to leave it simple, that causes these tornadoes. And, you know, tornadoes are way down. Of course, they lie and say they're way up to try to get carbon taxes. But I don't know if this was a weather weapon or not, but they can, with the right weather conditions, they can create and steer groups of tornadoes. The question is, were helicopters, because they use those up close, and small fixed-wing aircraft seen in and around the weather patterns? Like, did people 50 miles out as these storm systems, did they see aircraft in and around the clouds spraying and doing things? If you saw that, you better bet your bottom dollar they did this. But who knows if they did? You know, that's the thing. We don't know. Anything else, Caroline?
Well, we live on the New Madrid Fault, and we can't get earthquake insurance here for our properties and our homes. And I find in trying to awaken people, the hard part is they use logic against insanity. And you have to break through that and get them to awaken that you can't, you're logical, but they're insane who's doing these things.
Well, ma'am, their subconscious mind is scared. They've been programmed at multi-levels publicly into a mass Stockholm syndrome. And I mean, they're like, it's such a big problem. They're spraying, they're changing the atmosphere. What? They can't even balance their checkbook. It's done by design. They're on the edge, trying to live in this modern world, pay all the taxes, do all the regulations, dodge the police. I mean, I see cops giving poor people tickets for no reason. It makes me physically want to throw up. You know, as much as I don't still like it, I see some rich guy get a ticket, I don't seem to mind. You know, if I get a ticket, even if it's wrong, I don't get upset because I've got a little bit of money. I see how they target the poor, these poor truck drivers that I know are barely making it because I know them, they're going out of business, harassed every day on the roads for a little bit of dust on their bumper, but the illegal aliens are above the law. And again, I'm not against the illegal aliens. They're being used from an already collapsed society to collapse this one. You see, I mean, if I could get to and wake up the 30 million illegals, I'd probably want them here. But I can't, so we've already lost, and they've lost too. I mean, it's like, but everybody will feel like they're winning. Do you see what I'm saying? It's just incredible how they get away with all of this, and I hear you. God bless you, ma'am. Let's talk to Noah in Oklahoma. Lockdown in Moore. Are you there in the suburb of Moore, Noah?
I am south of Moore. And what I wanted to make some observations was when they put the city of Moore on lockdown. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just making sure. I'm sorry.
No, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. When they put Moore on lockdown, they were not even letting homeowners in, which I didn't understand. I mean, if it was me and I had my family trapped in a cellar or something and I knew where they were, they should allow the the man of the home or whoever that wants to go in there to go in there. But they also did some interesting things. They held students at a high school. I think it was the Moore High. That was not even hit. I don't believe it was even hit. But they held the students there. They wouldn't let the parents come get them for till 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
No, they always do that. That's a federal directive to set the precedent that parents are not the parents. You've heard MSNBC. That is done everywhere.
Again,
what if your grandmother was sick? What if something was happening? What if you had to go to a funeral? I mean, they're doing drills all over the country where parents attack the school trying to get their kids because under a big attack, they've said you're not getting your kids back. They're going to make you come turn your guns in. And the cops are like, that'll never happen. Really? I told people about this plan to start keeping the kids 15 years ago from my federal sources.
Yes, sir. Well, the guy that called in earlier, I don't know if he really was from Oklahoma. He said it hit at 5 o'clock. No, it hit at – it was a 20-mile-long tornado. I was here, and it was 20 miles long, and it tracked from 2 p.m. till about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and it dissipated, but it was a short-lived
tornado. Sure, 4 o'clock's what I thought was the end of it, yeah. I don't think that guy was – one guy was saying he was calling in from Tennessee. His mom was in the school in Moore.
What it was. Well, it's interesting that when they put the lockdown on, they did have checkpoints. I mean, it's absolute checkpoint city, and they've got what I don't get is why our globalist governor, Mary Fallon, just so willingly reaches out to, you know, oh, just bring us the FEMA money. We want it all.
Well, he'd be demonized if he didn't, but here's the deal. If it's anything like Katrina or Sandy, they'll go loot your houses. The police will. And I know Oklahoma's not Louisiana. Nothing against Louisiana, but the police are famous there, you know, robbing banks, you name it, liquor stores. Who says the government can be trusted to only be in that area? They could have a nighttime curfew and stuff like that, but, you know, what if you thought your family was in there? Absolutely, but it's all about, just like Boston, it's about put your hands up, you're all bad people.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. but we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You know, some of the best radio, the most informative stuff's behind the scenes here. We were all talking about Louisiana, which are really nice people, but the government is just famously corrupt. It's kind of like Chicago on the Gulf of Mexico. And they will do stuff like put speeding signs behind a tree where the interstate goes from 70 to 50 and then make you pay on the spot. No judge, no jury. You just pay them. It's like Mexico. And then in Texas, they've had cops in the little corrupt towns. It's been a big national story, as you've all heard of it, where they'll pull people over and go, let me see your wallet. That's $500. I believe there's drugs. And they go, I'm going to take your car if you don't give me this $500. And if you give them any trouble, they just take it all. Like that happened in New Mexico, and a guy was in jail for 2.5 years. No judge, no jury. Family thought he'd been kidnapped and dead. And they don't even know why he was in there. He just argued with them, so we're going to lock you up. And the guy lost almost all his weight. They described him as like Robinson Crusoe. They just shove a little bit of food every once in a while under the thing. We ain't seen him in a couple years. You know how it is. Yeah, well, but you being not respectful to the officer. And they've had famous cases where one woman fought because she was the heir to some billionaire. It was like 10 years ago. She had like $4,000 in her purse. And they took that and took her Cadillac and took her to jail. No judge, no jury, no charges. We're going to shake you down. Do you agree to all this? We're testing the money. And if we find any cocaine on it, any cocaine on it, which, you know, all money's got drug residue on it because it's all in there together and it's in and around drugs and people snort it using the money. And I go, that's probable cause. Couch you with the cocaine. Meanwhile, the government ships the cocaine in, launders the money, brings the opium in, grows the opium, helps run the snuff films of little kids. You know, the dark side of government. The government at the top of the pyramid. And I'm just done with it all. I'm done with the TSA. Go look for Bin Laden inside your booty. Let me look inside your... I mean, I am done, okay? I'm done. Like, everybody knows North Korean cops are bad. Everybody knows Mexican cops are bad. Our government's bad. Does that mean everybody in it's bad? No. But the government's rotten. It's done. It's over. And we've got to recognize that and then say, hey, what's good? Let's support what's good to get our government back. But if you don't recognize that, you can't support the good people in government who are being lobbied by corrupt foreign corporations to pass more laws, to put more people in the private prisons, and then in the small town they go, all business we got's the Dairy Queen, Walmart, and the prison. You don't want to shut down the prison. You'll have jail guards whose son is in the jail for a DWI. Now they're going to raise it federally to zero, or lower it to 0.5, where if you smell a beer, you're drinking and driving. Because it's not about stopping reckless drivers. It's about putting you under the jail, because that's the new slavery. And I don't care what accent you speak from, whether you're from Mexico or whether you're from Texas or whether you're from New York. It's all the same. A thug in New York might talk like this. All right, don't give me no trouble, Mac, or I'll throw you in jail. Somebody from Texas might be like, yeah, you can give me the cash or I'll take you in. But it's still the same spirit. A Japanese tyrant might be like, but they still have the same spirit. Ah. You want to hear me speak French? My wife has a degree in French. I torture her with it. L'attend, l'égébus, deux des peu, peu, pompettes ont passé. J'attends les glandes, les mêmes en l'air. En bleu, I'm sorry. We used to have these French neighbors in Dallas, and he, one of them would get drunk. He was a furniture guy. He'd yell at his wife. He'd be like, play, pull, blah, 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 blah. More calls coming up. I'm going into overdrive. Governor kills funding for Florida snitch program. Tonight, nightly news, 7 o'clock.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
El mucho grandes, 1519, Ulanagaja, ala.
I'm not doing it very well. I have to actually listen to some Mexican radio to be able to do it.
It's a superior Toyota McDonald's.
Is it like add some English in there? I can't even do it. I can do it better if I hear it. It's been a long time since I made fun of all sorts of different voices and stuff, so I need to... Hey, if I can do rednecks and Yankees, folks, I should be able to do everything else. They call that politically incorrect. Political incorrectness is putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Political incorrectness is the creator of some of the top shows on Comedy Central making fun of the people that were killed in her tweet, and nobody seems to care. Let's go ahead and talk to Cliff. Cliff in Toronto. You want to talk about the tornado. I'm sorry, I was having a slip. There's some French up in Toronto, and I thought I could speak to you in French. Did you like my French?
It was superb, actually. I highly enjoyed it.
That's how you talk to a French lady. You go, Zazie Montoyen. Glamoto Boulotoyen, Zi Oui Oui, J'attem, I know that word. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Well, I just had a couple points I was going to make. I'm just here in north central Oklahoma City, so I was, you know, not near the tornado, but I do have a cousin whose house got damaged. She lived down in Moore. And, you know, I think it's, you know, well, it's not hilarious, but it's absurd and it's hypocritical when you hear like the Comedy Central lady or, you know, the senator, you know, that was talking about global warming. You know, they're opportunistically pouncing upon this, you know, for the little political agenda.
I agree, you know, but they're not just saying global warming did this, give us carbon taxes. They're saying, you people in Oklahoma, because Senator Inhofe's from there, the main guy that killed it. You didn't let us have these, so it's your fault, and we don't want to help you! I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'd just love to know, I mean, is that L.A. Times cartoonist? Is he going to do a little sewer rat cartoon about them, you know, taking advantage of this tragedy? I mean, you know, is that little Weasley guy that was going after Badondi? You know, is he going to go and do a little profanity-laced tirade against... you know, the Comedy Central lady, if he runs into her down the street, you know?
No. I mean, he feels like he's part of the establishment. All these people, because they agree with it, they suddenly think they're part of it. When the New World Order is coming down on them just as hard, they make the coward's decision to cuddle up to it. It'd be like if Godzilla was stomping towards you, rah, crush, and you walked up and went, "Mommy," you know, it's they're delusional. I'm telling you, it's mass Stockholm syndrome, and they're given talking points, and they're told, "You're smart because you think there's no tyranny, and the government is there to wipe your behind."
And you know, like, just to make a comment as far as people that are suspecting, you know, HAARP may have been used and stuff like that, and I'm not saying it wasn't, I'm not saying it was, but more Oklahoma, you know, I don't know if it's just, like, cursed Indian land or something, but, I mean, it seems to get the brunt of tornadoes all the time. I've lived in Oklahoma most of my life, so.
Well, there's magnetic stuff. It's on a fault line. There's magnetic stuff that comes out of the air. That's why right before earthquakes, for thousands of years, but it's been documented, you'll see a lightning storms and weird green light because there's major magnetic stuff going on, not just in the sky with the lightning, but in the ground. Most lightning actually comes out of the earth. That's science stuff. That sounds gay, you know, to quote Idiocracy. By the way, that interview is coming up Thursday. I haven't even plugged that really this week with Mike Judge. Can we come out with the Mike Judge thing? Thanks. All right, good points there, Cliff. Thanks for holding with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to continue with some other news we haven't gotten to and talk about the prophets of science fiction film that ties into the prophets of science fiction TV series. We're going to play a clip of that and analyze it and hit a few other little snibbling pieces of news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I tell you, Bobby, this United Nations is evil.
Now, that was Mike Judge you heard coming in, but not me. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And then I did a bad imitation of Hank Hill. I want to hit some final news here in the overdrive portion of this hour. I've already covered this, but I want to talk about it again. I think I'm going to do a special report for the nightly news tonight because I'm pretty angry right now. And I just thought about what we put up with from the cutting edge of tyranny. And that's really what the Democrats are. The Republicans are horrible globalists, bought and paid for at the highest levels by the same interests. But they at least have to play the part of pro-liberty, freedom, common sense, lower taxes, free market, national sovereignty. And there are good people. I know Rand Paul. I know he's a good guy. Sometimes does he play a little bit too much politics? Maybe. I know people that know Ted Cruz, and we've interviewed him, but we don't know him well at all, that he's a real guy. That remains to be seen, but I like more and more what I'm seeing. I know Ron Paul's for real. I've known him 17 years. And I know people like Walter Jones are for real. And a lot of other congressmen who've been on the show and have said they're listeners, and a lot of which have not been on the show, and obviously, I've run into them at events, or I've tried to get them on and talk to them, and they're like, listen, there's too much heat if I come on your show, but one day I will, because what you're saying is becoming mainstream. They will rake me over the coals for it. I think the time for that is really over. Not that we even need them. I mean, I get a congressman on my show, unless they're breaking something, listenership goes down. And I don't really do stuff just for listenership. My main drive is tell the truth, tell it like it is. It becomes entertaining just because I'm a nut sometimes. You know, real people are nutty. But the point is that I sure don't want to be these real nuts that sit there all scared of what their neighbors think, scared of what everybody else thinks, while the whole society goes to hell in a handbasket. And we sit here and see the outrageous video up on Infowars.com. Democratic senator uses Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant over global warming. It's an anti-state rant. It's an anti-Oklahoman rant. And, you know, the Daily Caller, Jeff Poor, is a great writer, but it's worse than that. We should write a new article telling it like it really is. Senator implies that Oklahomans don't deserve support from rest of nation. That's what that piece of trash said. In fact, so many times I try to think of a headline that really, really says what it is, and I can't come up with one bad enough that's short. How about, like, opportunistic senator who wants carbon taxes to line his and other globalist pockets because he's involved in carbon trading. I looked it up this morning. You know, this is what the real headline would be, but it'd be too long. Fear-mongers at a witch doctor level propaganda as if the sun wouldn't come back if we don't all flagellate ourselves with bull whips like we're guilty for every natural disaster, and blames Oklahomans for their senator helping shoot down fraudulent carbon taxes, and implies that rest of the nation is sick of the Midwest and the South not capitulating to their bizarre religious cosmology of collectivism. I mean, I'm so close to this that I tend to not get mad. I know that's part of the tyranny process with all of us. Even though we consciously know it and don't like it, we're so used to it. We're like, yeah, they're running checkpoints downtown with the TSA, searching bags without warrants in Austin. Oh, I guess we might send a crew, might try to go get, I've known about this so long, was coming. Oh, they had the National Guard out running checkpoints at the park. As if you could stop a real terrorist from attacking, as if the terrorists aren't really the globalists. You know, it's just kind of like, yeah, we knew that shoe was going to drop. Yeah, we knew that was coming. Yeah, we knew that was going on. And then they write all these books, how they're going to build this technocracy and how they're going to live forever and how we're going to be in these, you know, squalor zones. They're going to release bioweapons to get rid of us. And it's all just plagiarized Malthus garbage from 250 years ago. Malthusian stuff from Sir Malthus of London, who said herd the poor into small compact areas and get smallpox and other plagues and don't give them any type of, you know, drainage and just kill them. Thank God the crown was even more evil and said, we don't want to kill good slaves. That's what they were. They didn't call them slaves because they were slaves. They said, we'll send them to the New World and to Australia. We'll send them to penal colonies, which only made us stronger. Thank you. And so we built a secret army for liberty in the United States and in Australia and places with the Renaissance blood. But now we've been taken over and are now the army of the New World Order. The United States and Australia and New Zealand were the globalist prison planets, to use a Frank Herbert-type Seleucus Secundus analogy. No, that's not a sexual position, I will assure you. Now, let's get to this next little piece here, my friends. Prophets of science fiction. By the way, a correction. I did that laser beam video, partially directed by my son, myself, and Rob New. We all co-directed it, but my son, his name is not public yet. His mother doesn't want him to be public, but it will be. He wants it. He loves liberty. He's almost as tall as me now. He's like a giant at 10 years old, or maybe I'm a midget, but I'm 5'10". He used to be a 5'11". I hunch over now. But the point is, 4'9¼". Anyways, the point is that, why was I going off into that story? Oh, the laser beam, real Star Wars Lego laser battle video that's featured on our YouTube channel. I said in there, if gunpowder was invented 2,800 years ago in the whatever dynasty, it was like 1,600 years ago, and I got that wrong, or 1,500, whatever it was. But they had pre-development of gunpowder 2,000 plus years ago, so it doesn't matter. I just want to correct things when we're wrong. And some of my French wasn't exactly right either earlier. So I want to apologize. I got some of that a little bit wrong. Hey, we're always talking about this. So let's go to this. Here they are throwing it in our face from Robert Heinlein, wrote this more than 50 years ago, and now it's becoming a reality at MIT. Here's Prophets of Science Fiction, somebody I really admire, Ridley Scott on the Discovery Channel. Here's a clip of this.
Dr. Rebecca Sachs of MIT is puzzling out how it might be possible to control another person's moral choices.
We don't think of any parts of our thoughts or consciousness as being patterns of neural activity in our brain. But everything you think, every experience you have, any idea that goes through your head, what that is a pattern of electrical activity, electrical firing, going from one cell to another inside your brain. And moral judgments are
That's
just
all it
an
is.
Example.
In her quest to
Let me give you a vaccine so you never get upset again.
Dr. Sachs uses a new technology called transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, to temporarily short-circuit specific regions of a person's brain.
Oh, electromagnetical, make you behave.
A coil that makes a magnetic pulse up against the skull.
Oh, like your cell phone?
And then when we can pulse on a really strong magnetic field, the result is that it induces electrical currents in neurons that are right underneath it. And that will
non-threatening
fire all at once simultaneously. And then after that, basically shut down a little bit.
Oh, it's like electroshock therapy. But
to manipulate the neurons guiding moral judgment, Dr. Sachs focuses on the region of the brain where scientists believe these decisions
we
are made.
We did this to Hemingway, and then he was no longer a problem. He fried his beautiful mind.
Particularly in letting you think about other people's thoughts. And we
read your mind.
When you think about other people's thoughts, there's activity in this brain region. If we made those neurons sluggish, if we made them bad at their job, that we could change your moral judgment.
With fluoride?
In a very predicted way.
And GMO?
To gauge how much TMS is affecting judgment, Dr. Sachs uses a morality tale about a fictional woman named Grace.
See, this microwave
Grace
does this to you. Just like
the
cell phone.
A coffee break. Grace goes to make the coffee.
We can teach you to not stand up for anybody around you.
Next to the coffee,
so you accept assimilation.
Dangerous
time. We're coming from the corporate board. Hail Satan.
Oh, excuse me. Let me go back into NPR talk.
Actually, that powder is just the sugar that the scientists use every day. And so when Grace's friend drinks the coffee with that white powder in it, she's fine. Nothing bad happens. So how much blame does Grace deserve for putting that white powder in the coffee?
Average test subjects will consider Grace's actions to be a 7 out of 10 on a scale of evil behavior.
But what's evil?
Even though her friend is unharmed, most consider Grace's intention to kill as immoral. But when a test subject reads the same tale whilst undergoing TMS, the results are surprising.
Right before he's going to make that moral judgment, then he would get the magnetic field pulse in his right
cheek. And now he likes killing.
We know that Grace thought that the powder was dangerous toxic poison, so we would say it was totally morally wrong to put
And also letting you watch violence.
And what TMS to your right TPJ will
millions
do,
of times on TV
that's
while you eat popcorn
wrong.
Makes you start
you can
liking
shift
it.
That balance by making neurons in your right TPJ a little less good at their job.
A little less good, a little less. DARPA was bragging about that like 12 years ago, 13 years ago. I saw an article in the Baltimore Sun. They're like, well, actually, we're practicing in cities, calming you. It's all right, because you're going to be too brain damaged when we finally release the bioweapon. That'll be after they've got the robots in place the next 10, 15 years, 20 years. We hold them back. And then the robots will clean out, and we'll let the cities rewild, and it'll be a great new age for the scientific elite. We love you so much. Oh, yeah.